mentioned some of the ideas, but I always wanted to tape them on the piece of the on Hilchos Avel that the Brisker Rav has here on Kriyas Amita, the Indian of Kriyas Amita. But I'll get to the shot that I want to give. But first, I want to take up his shot and the difficulties he mentions. He mentions some important points here. It's in the Brisker Rav Sefer. The Chidushim on Rizal Levi, Hilchos Avel, Perek Dalel Lachates. Okay, so he quotes the Rambam. He says, the Rambam, the end of Perek Dalel, where the Rambam says that on the first day, there are special Yisurim. There's Nisar Lechol Mishalo, and Nisar Nachas Tshun. And also, the Rama mentions v'chayiv leishiv al mita kfuya. So the Rama mentions that there's a chiyuv to that he should sit down on an upside down bed. I mean, in those days, they didn't sit on chairs; they sat on on mitas. So he has to turn it upside down and sit on it. So the Rava mentions over there that there's no source for this, for what the Rambam is saying. There's no source that says that on the first day that he has to take a bed, turn it upside down, and I mean, Allah has to have his bed turned upside down. That's true, but not that he has to sit down on it. So that's why the Rambam says, I'm from Marisi Sherish Laza. I didn't find a source for this. Okay, so the Brisker Rav goes on that to Rambam. So and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he explains that the Rebbe holds that there's no chiyuv to do an act of sitting down in a mitzvah for you, but the halacha is simply that the mitos and the bias have to all be kfuyos; they can't be skufos. Okay. But there's no way that says on the first day he has no right to sit down on Al Gabe Kaka if he wants. Okay. So then he brings in Kesef Mishnah. He says, he sums up the problem of the Ram. He says, "Bemesh Yadav Atmo Ma'or Eichom Atziu Din Nesuyim B'Kfiyas Amita Al Yom Rishon. Alo Din Kfiyas Amita Noi Kol Zayin V'Shum Din Miyuchad Bazeh Al Yom Rishon Lo Matzino." The tzorach bia diver ram shekos of the rak biyam arishin tzorach leishiv al mitak for you. The tzorach. Okay, so the Brisker Rav really takes the Rav's question and he gives it a more extensive framework. I mean, the Rav is just asking where the Ram get the idea that he has to do a maisa yeshiva or the whole day or the whole first day he has to be yoshiv al mitak for you and he's not. Yeah, he's not Rasha Leshe Valoritz. I mean, that's the Rav's question. But the Brisker Rav asks a more fundamental question. Where do you see that there's a difference between, in Kfiyas Amita, there is no difference really between Yom Rishon and Shor Yomim. And basically, that's what the Rambam has later. Take a look at the Rambam later. The Rambam in Halacha Perek, next Perek, Halacha Yudches. B'chayiv Lichvos Amita Kol Shiva. Then he goes into the details of Lamitasa Bovaruko, Fela Kolamita Shishal Sobeso, and then he goes on and he says, and he concludes that he has to sleep on the Mitik. Okay, but the halacha and Parakei, halacha Yuches, is clear that the institution of Kfiyas Amita is an institution for Shiva Sayyama. But so where did the Rambam over here come up with the idea that there's a special halacha of Yom Rishon for Kfiyas Amita? Yom Rishon is true that there's a Avol Zayin Ochel Mishalo, according to Rambam, apparently it's a whole day, not just the first meal, and that's true, and also an Achas Tzun. But Kfiyas Amita is an institution of Shivas Yomim. There's no concept of Kfiyas Amita for Yom Echad. So the Brisker Rav really takes the question from the realm of the particular, and he throws it into the universal realm. not simply a question of particular where the Rambam come up with this idea, but it's a whole question, a conceptual problem in the institution of Kfiyas Amita, that the Rambam has been machalik the Kfiyas Amita to Yom Rishon and Shiva Yomim. That's essentially the problem. I mean, here you see the way the Biskarov conceptualized the Ravid's question. And the Ravid just was just concerned with the detail of the where do you find the source for this? But the Biskarov conceptualized it in terms of the whole institution of Kfiyas Amita. Kfiyas Amita is not a phenomenon that lends itself to a Yom Echad. It's a phenomenon of Shivas Yomim. Okay, that's what the Biskarov accomplishes in his first paragraph there. Okay, all right. Now he goes on, and he quotes a Reb Chaim. Hold on one second. Reb Chaim. Okay, that he heard directly. He says that the Rambam in Perakei Halacha Aleph says, he lists all the things that the Ovel was usher in the first day. Okay? All the things, that the 11 things that the Ovel was usher b'yom rishon. I mean, I'm sorry, b'shivas yom. Excuse me. First thing, the Raisa, and the 7 days, Mirabon. The 11 things. Okay. So, if you take a look at the Rambam over there, everything is in the negative. Okay? Elazon Shavuot also ben Yomishim and Atar Shem is Avram. So, also Lasapra, Lachabes, Lirchos, Losuch, Lashamish Mitasa, Lenefosandu, Lasas Malacha, Lucas de Viterva, Livsko Fesamita. So, he doesn't say that there's a halach of Kfiyas Amita. But he says that the Isser is Lisko Fesamita. Strange Rambam. It's a strange thing. He should have said two things. He should have said, and then there's an Isser of Sheila Sholem. So the other ones, we understand, are in the negative. But over here, it's strange because Kfiyas Amita is a positive institution, and so is the halacha of covering his hair. I mean the chiv to Val Sofa Miata. Okay, so that's also a positive chiv, but those two, the Rambam, you see, put in the negative. Also, all of them are in the negatives. Okay. Yeah, Tifas Arosh. Tifas Arosh, he said, V'chayev Batifas Arosh, V'chayev B'Kfiyas Amita. He didn't say that. Okay, so Chaim, he marked on that. He says like this. He says, Chaim said that, you see, that all the Dinim Avel are Yisurim. And even Kfiyas Amita and Tifas Arosh, that are the two that are Bekum Vasei, but he says, Gam Kein Yisod Dinam Hu Din Yisura, Shelo Yizkof Mitas V'lo Yifra Rosha V'lo Chovas Kiyam. So you see, the Rambam held this night, there's no Chovas Kiyam here, but it's in the negative, it's an Issa. So he says, so Reb Chaim said that the Kfiyas Amita of the all 7 days is in the negative. But he says, but Rambam holds that Avelus Yom Rishon is a Chovas Kiyum. Okay? That on Yom Rishon he has a Chovas Kiyum with regard to Mita Kfuya. But Sha'ar Yomim, there is no Chovas Kiyum. There's only an Issa Ba'alma. That it can't be Zokef Mitaso. But if he's not Zokef Mitaso, so there is no Isser, and apparently it's mutter, according to the way Reb Chaim interprets the Rambam, according to the way Biskarov quotes him, that it will be mutter Rishon al Gabe Karka on the other days. So the first day there's a kumvasei, and in the of the kriyas hamita, but in the other days it's a halacha of a of an iser. Okay, that's what he quotes in Rambam. Okay. Yeah, so it comes out that Kriyas Hamita, according to this, Kriyas Hamita has two components. There's the Isser Shivas HaYamim, and of the Kifas Hamita, and then there's the Kumvasei, which expresses itself only the Yom Rishon.
Rabbi?
Yes. He doesn't say. He doesn't say. It seems that Chaim was very terse on this matter. I mean, he really doesn't say much. He just all of Chaim says is that the Yisod, I mean, he doesn't. I mean, for my part, he doesn't explain the Reb Chaim. That's my problem. I mean, the Reb Chaim just said that you see that the Yisod Dinam, that the essence of the Din of Kfiyas Amito is really abstention. That's the essence of the din of kriyas hamita, to abstain from mitas kufa. But it also has a kiyum, a positive kiyum, which exists only on the first day. I mean, but what's the formula? It really doesn't explain much in terms of the formula. You understand what I'm saying? Like, why is it structured that way? But what he's quoting from Chaim is simply that the essence of it, when Reb Chaim says Yisod Dinam, he means that if it weren't for the Isser of the Kifas Hamita, there wouldn't be any Kiyum either. But he doesn't make it clear. Is this Kiyum a separate Kiyum? I mean, or a separate Kiyum of Kifas Hamita? I mean, or is it tied somehow into the Isser? I mean, he leaves it open here. Okay. Yeah.
Back in the halacha Yod Ches, when it says that it should be called a mitzvah sheyesh lo b'tach pesach, right? So if he only did one of them, let's say he has two of his two personal beds, if he only did one, would he be lacking that kiyum?
He's not mekayem mitzvah.
Sorry?
He's not mekayem mitzvah. Okay.
And when it says called a mitzvah sheyesh lo b'tach, it means only his, right? Not the rest of the family. He's the only one that's another.
Yeah, but he owns the house.
So in other words, that extends to people who aren't availing also?
All the mitos in the bias. His mitos. All the mitos that are his, yeah.
Only that which is his, not the rest of the family.
Yes. Correct. So he only is. So the in those days also a person had more than one bed because there's a bed for leaning on, a bed, there's different beds. Okay. So now so that's what he quotes. But he says the Bisker of Elias, he says that even after Reb Chaim it still needs Bior. He says, where did he get this chiluk from Yom Rishon to Shor Yomim? That only on the first day you need a kiyum avelus, bepoel, with Mashenikin the other days. I mean, he seems to be learning from the way he formulates this question, he seems to be learning that the real halacha is the essence of the halacha. I mean, this is what he seems to learn from Chaim, that the essence of the halacha is really an iser, and this is kifas hamita. But the Ovel has to do a Maisa. So therefore, in other words, he must demonstrate a when you in abstention, there's no kumvasei of Avelus. So in order to have a kumvasei of Avelus, he has to be Yoshev Yom Rishon on Mitak for you. But that's what this girl seems to be learning. That the essence is the Isser of the Kifas Hamita, but in order to relate the Isser, the abstention of Kifas Hamita, to the gavra, he needs a kumvasei. And the kumvasei is by sitting down in the mitzvah for you. That's the way it seems to learn the Rambam. In other words, that otherwise, if it's just abstention, so the mita kfuya is unrelated to him. It's not enough. It's not enough that he's abstaining from the mita skufa. He has to relate that abstention to himself. And that he must do through an act of kumvasei, but the yesoda din is the abstention. That's the way it seems to learn the Rambam. From what I can understand from the little that he says, but that's the way it seems to be learning. That basically, essentially, it's a din of a abstention, but abstention you need a demonstration that the gavra is involved in the abstention. So the kumvasei of sitting down a mita kfuya is a demonstration of the fact that the gavra is involved in the abstention, which is the yesoda din of mita skufa. Okay?
Rabbi,
yes.
How come it's not enough for him to just be kofa the mita? Why does he have to do yeshiva?
That's what he's saying. He's saying that if he just kofa the mita, then why isn't that a kumvasei?
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question. Yes. I hear what you're asking. The question bothers me also. Because if you say you're abstaining from, let's say, Nilas Asandu, so, or you're abstaining from Rechitza, let's say, so you say, who says that you're involved in an abstention? Right? I mean, there's nothing you can demonstrate to the other way. I'm just saying. But over here, by Kriyas Amita, actually, you have a positive element. And the positive element is that it takes all the beds in the house and turns them upside down. So why isn't that enough? But apparently what he's saying is that it's one thing to have kumvasei in terms of the chefza of the mita kfuya, but what he's saying is that you need a kumvasei gavra of a mita kfuya, that the gavra is involved in the mita kfuya, not just that the chefza is of the meat desk for you. That's what he seems to be saying. I could ask why. Why isn't it enough for the chefta? I mean, that's a good question, but it's not a refutation, because what he's saying is that that the gavra requires a kumvasei as far as kfiyas meat is concerned. So the gavra's kumvasei is going to be in the in sitting down the mitzvah for you. Okay? All right. That's the way he's learning. He learns that the gavra needs a kumvasei. But the only thing the Brisker remains with, the question he remains with is that being so, that the yesod din of mitzvah for you is abstention from mitzvah kufa, but it also needs a demonstration that the gavra is involved in the institution of mita kfuya, so you need a maisa and a kumvasei on the part of the gavra. So he buys that. He says, okay, fine, that's good. That's what he's quoting from Chaim. But he says the only problem is that why shouldn't you need that all 7 days? Only the first day. That's his problem. Okay? So that's where he's at this point. All right, everyone. Okay. Now the Biskarov brings in the Rambam from Perikei Halacha Yudches. And the Rambam over there says an interesting thing at the end of the Halacha. He says that he says Hofach kol mitosa v'hu yoshein al gavim mitosa cherem. Let's say he turned over all the beds, his beds, and he slept on somebody else's bed, al gavim kisei, or gabe oron, or gabe kaki, and he sits on the ground. Lo yotze dechavasa. So he wasn't yotze yischov, ala yoshin al gabe hamita kfuya. Right? So here he seems to be an open contradiction between the Rambam over here, where he says that he has to sleep on a mita kfuya. And I mean, on the surface, it's an open. Because over here he says, if you look at the Rambam Perek Dalach Tes, says Ubishoyim Evo Mutal Olachu Mishulav Leishiv Agabe Mapetzok Al Karka. Right? Now over here he says, no, he says that he can't sleep on anything but the Mita Kfuya. I mean, it's a pretty clear contradiction that the Briskerov is pointing out here. I mean, it's an open contradiction. Okay. So he goes on. He says, "Already nachal achdin beStamad loyasech vaslam ki yashnaga b'mitak fuyu v'lo chilek klar ben yomish nishayam." These days, over there, is not machalzin the first any other days. And pashtus l'shonas mashma that this din is noeg for the entire zman of avelus. Okay, just like in the beginning of the parak, he says that all these things are noeg the first thing that araisa. That's correct, and the other days mitak b'rabbanon. Then he raises, so that's just a factual question. But then he interprets it in a conceptual way. He says, V'od, the knockout v'ach dino b'ikr din kfiyas amito, lo yotze de chavas kfiyas amito, elim ken yoshan aleho. O'mok adav u'moy kot nefcho zayin. Tan rabboni, yoshan agabe kise, agabe yud yayni, gedolim mikulam afil agabe karka lo yotze de chavas. So, I'm a bit of a shalkim kfiyas amita. The farsha Rambam that brisa kaima b'shekofa. Yeah, where's that gemara over there? Gemara is a chazayim. I'm just gonna check it. Gemara is a chazayim. Okay, that's chazayim. Well, okay. So. Yeah, so what does he say? Yeah, so that's the source, okay. The Imkain, he says, Harei zem me'ikad din kfiyas amita she'tzorach lishan dafka al-gabin mita kfuya v'lo al-davar achar. The din kfiyas amita lo no'i kol zayin v'lo manak at the Rambam hocha perdal d'rak b'yam rishin ag din zeh v'chor d'var d'ram sosu sasri adari v'tzorachim. I mean, yeah, he can't point out a more clear theory. So he says two things. First of all, he says it's mashma from the Lashon Rambam, it's now called Shiva, like he said in the beginning of the parak. He says, but moreover, if you look into a little deeper, you see that the Rambam's saying that the very essence of Kfiyas Amita lies in the fact that he's Yoshen Agabe Mita Kfuya. And if he's not Yoshen Agabe Mita Kfuya, there's no kim of Kfiyas Amita. So if that's the case, so how could you say it's no egg only Yom Rishon? If that's the essence of the halacha, and the essence of and the whole halacha is for shivas ayamim, shivas me'avelus, so how is it possible to distinguish between yom rishon and between shivas yamim? Because that's the very essence. You see, the first question he just asks factually from the Lashon Rambam. The second question he goes deeper and asks it conceptually. Now, if you look at the Rambam carefully, the clear implication of the Rambam is that the very essence of Kfiyas Amita will not be fulfilled if the Gavra is Yashin on something other than the Mita Kfuya, even if he's Yashin Agave Kaka. So the whole Kfiyas Amita is nothing if he's not, it only becomes a Mita Kfuya when he's Yashin Aleha. But if he's not Yashin Aleha, there's no Mita Kfuya. There's no, the whole essence of Mita Kfuya is that the Gavra is Yashin al Mita Kfuya. But if the Gavra is unrelated to the Mita Kfuya, is Yashin al Gavi Karka, then the Mita Kfuya is like it's non-existent. So if that's the case, so how could you possibly say the first day? Does not make any sense. Because the Halacha is clearly all 7 days. All right, you follow what he does? Okay, first he has to factually, then he has to conceptually. So far, so good. Okay. Now he says like this. Vanira Lama Badasa Rambam. He wants like this. I forgot to say make it in Kriyas Amita Shiyashiv Dafka Amita Kfuya. And if he doesn't sit on the Mita Kfuya, there's no Kim Kriyas Amita. Like the Gemara says, according to what the Rambam interprets, he says, however, you can't say he must always sit down on a Mita Kfuya or be sleeping on a Mita Kfuya all days of Avelis. So now he introduces a new idea. He says that if he sits on it one time, that's enough. Okay? Okay. This is concept. He wants to say like this, that it's true that the very essence of Kfiyas HaMita lies in the fact that he uses the Mita Kfiyah. But all you need, if he doesn't use the Mita Kfiyah, so then the Mita Kfiyah is nothing. It's like it's non-existent. And that's the very essence of Kfiyas HaMita, is the fact that he uses it. But he says you can't say that he has to always use it. Every time he has to constantly be using it. I mean, where do you find a shiur like that? There's no halacha that he has to constantly be sitting on there or sleeping on a mita kfiya. So he says, therefore, what would the logical formula be? The logical formula would be one time is enough. That if he sits down on the mita kfiya, if he sleeps on the, lays down on the mita kfiya one time, then the mita kfiya relates to him. The first time he does it, he accomplishes the relationship between the Mita Kfuya and himself, and then the Mita Kfuya is good for the entire time. He says that is the logical formula. Okay? Yes. No, but that's not a logical answer, because you can't say that's like saying that Shchita is a mitzvah. Why is Shchita a mitzvah? I don't have to eat meat. So the answer is, but when I want to eat meat, then it's a mitzvah. That the briskers would not accept that. That's not a definition. Because you can't have a mitzvah when you want. I mean, there's no way. The moment my will is I want to eat some meat, now I have this mitzvah falls on me. I mean, what kind of a system is that? So that's why the briskers all that shchita is not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher. It's a hechsher. It's a different kind of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to shecht. I mean, we don't say that the moment you get hungry, now you want to eat a piece of meat. You see a cow, so now suddenly you have a new mitzvah. So the same thing over here. You can't say that when the other wants to sleep, that at that moment he has to sleep on the mita kfiya. I mean, so what is it totally in his will? The moment his will, he gets tired, if he gets drowsy, suddenly he has to go to the mita kfiya. I mean, what kind of a system? That's not a systematic conceptual idea. What's that?
Oh,
you mean so you mean to say that then you're going to have to say, yeah, that would be a logical formula to say that he could never sleep or sit down on anything but a mita kfiya. That would be a logical formula. But the Rambam doesn't say that, because then you could say, then you have a Rambam, the problem with the Rambam in the end of Perek Dalet. See? Show you may have a mutal Allah Mashlovalishabi Mapatsa or Gabi Kaka. Okaka. Okay? So then you're going to have... That's true. That would be a logical formula to say that he could never use anything other than the Mita Kfiya. That would be logical. But the Rambam apparently doesn't know the way. So therefore, how he's interpreting, based upon what his father said, that that essentially it's an Issa Zekifa Samita. But the gavra has to relate to it in a kumvasei manner. So he says. So what is the kumvasei manner? So he says the logical formula is if that's the only thing is the need for kumvasei in order to relate to gavra, one time should do it. That makes sense. That's his answer. In other words, he holds conceptually there's no other possibility than that. Okay. So what are you going to say that? 5 times, 10 times, what's the shear? There's no shear. So since there's no logical way to arrive at a shear, and you can't say he always has to do it, so in other words, that's his problem. There's no shear here. So since there's no shear, so he says the only logical solution is That one time does it. You need one time to do the Kumbhasai. Logically, his argument is powerful. Okay? Yes.
What's wrong with saying that the guy, the Avel, has to establish his kubiyas on a mitak kuya?
Yes, so one time does it.
Let's say by sukkahs. You see, it doesn't work by sukkahs.
What kind of work is a sukkah? So what's the shear? He always has to do it, then he always has to do it. Sukkah, he always has to do it.
Every time.
Yeah, he always has to do it. So that was the other part. But the Rambam says clearly not so, because the Rambam says in the other days you don't have to do it. I just mentioned that.
I understand, but that is a formulation, right?
Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't hold from that formulation. To be very logical, but you see, you're not going to explain the Rambam with that. Then you have to write your own Rambam. So that's why he says, according to the way the Rambam wrote, there's only one logical solution. That one time does it. Okay? I mean, he's right. I mean, the argument is a very powerful argument. Okay. Now he says, maybe you'll ask a question, so why is it Yom Rishon? He says, why only Yom Rishon? You can do it any of the days. He says, that's no problem. Because the Rambam holds Yom Rishon is deraisa, and the other days are midrabanan. So therefore, if he will sit on the mita kfuya on the shoah yamin, so it won't help him for the kiyum avel deraisa of Yom Rishon, because that's gone. So therefore, the only way that he can do both is in Yom Rishon when both halachas exist. It's midraisa and midrabanan. Okay, the kivan she yosha v'leha be Yom Rishon and mele dolazos. Okay? That's what he says. That's basically his answer. Okay? And now he goes on, though. He says, V'yeish lohosev od bazeh. Interesting. The beauty of the Biskarov is that the way he writes, you could see his clear thinking. You can see his clear thinking, and you can see his thinking very clearly. He writes beautifully. Okay, this is the old Yesh Lohosavus. He had something more. I take the word he wants there. Emes bedingfias mita nemritati me. Chada dini surish lo yitzkof mitasok moshevin lamai lo b'shem adoni avimor v'rebi midiri Rambam. Ti ikach milsakias mita dini sura. Shamit lo tehe zekufa. V'chol zenoe v'zenoe kol zayin. Shatam etzor v'yiz kua. V'od Yesh bedingfias mita din chovas kiyom maisak fias amita. Okay? So, yeah, what he's saying? What is he adding? Did you pick up what he's adding here?
Zet Tali Bazet.
What do you mean, Zet Tali Bazet?
Saying Kfiyas Mita is really Toloi. That is qualified by the Yeshiva and Yom Rishon. I mean, you don't have two separate entities here.
Well, that's what he said. He said that already. What is he adding?
So what is halacha in terms of the
God
making a demonstration, and then there's not halacha in terms of the etzi of mita that he has to render it the mita kufuya? So what is he hearing from what he said before?
Not just that it's a positive and negative, but what category, the nature of each category.
In other words, that the positive expression is halacha in the
gavra,
but the
iser. Give me two ways: the way he had it before and the way he has it now. Clearly.
So it sounds like he's changing the Isra part now to Isra Chefza.
Just tell me what he's saying. He is changing. But what he's saying is a new thing. He's adding something that Reb Chaim didn't say. He's saying it's not just a negative, but it's a positive also. That there's a positive kiyum of Kfiyas HaMita. That's what he's saying. So he's saying that there's two dinim in the fact that he's Yoshev al mita kfuya. One din is that it's a kumvase of the iser. It's a kumvase form of the iser of zakifas amita. Okay, I mean, that's important, that formula. It's a kumvase form of the iser. You can have a kumvase, which is an expression of an iser, even though it involves a mice of a kumvase. But the kumvase is an expression of the iser. So it's a kumvase form of the iser zakifas amita, that's true. But you could also say it's a kiyum b'fnei atzmusa as well. That there's an actual kiyum of kriyas amita. That the gavra of the oval has a kiyum. There's a positive kiyum for the gavra of the oval of kriyas amita. Okay? That's what he's saying at this point. He's adding. He says, Nemru tati mili, chodah dini surah, but then he says you could also say that there's a chovas kiyum that has nothing to do, except with chovas kiyum kfiyas amita. That if he wasn't mekayim kfiyas amita, that's what the Gemara says. If he doesn't have the kumvase, he wasn't mekayim kfiyas amita. That there's a positive concept of kfiyas amita as well. It's a positive as well. That's what he's adding here. Do you follow? Now,
the Chaim's original formulation, it says, going back to the first column, it says, Zafim Yoshua Dagamita Kuya. When he's talking about the Orishan, he wasn't speaking about the positive there?
No. Reb Chaim?
Yeah.
No, Reb Chaim was only speaking about the negative. Reb Chaim said it's all negative. That the Yesoda Din is Kifas Amita, but you need the Kumvase in order that he should demonstrate, in order to have the Isser of Skifas Amita, you have to have the Gavra involved in a Kumvase. That's what Reb Chaim said. That the Kumvase is to relate the Isser to him. The Gavra must actively involve himself in the abstention of Skifas Amita. How does he involve himself? By a Kumvase. It's a Kumvase form of an Isser. That's all Reb Chaim said. But he's hearing something now. He's saying, besides that, there's another kumvase per se of kriyas amita. That's what he's adding at this point. Which is different than what his father said. His father didn't say that. Prime didn't say that. He's adding that. Why is he adding that? Why didn't he leave well enough alone? And he doesn't bring a riot for it. He just says, you can't say that. That's correct. Excuse me? No, I don't know. But you mean let's say chavasa? Yeah, you're right. The Lashon is getting right. That's a good aura. Well, yes, the chavasa. It's not 100% mocha. It's like yes, the chavasa in terms of the abstention. Yes, a chav of an abstention is also chavasa. I don't know if that's why. I don't think that's why. Because mashmoyes of chavasa. I don't think so. Because chavasa, the prime also had that. And chavasa can mean yachiv of abstention. Yeah, it's a good aura. But Lamaisa, I don't think that that's why. Why is he doing it? Yes.
So in terms of the relationship, he only has to be related to one. You see the separate halacha that he has to do hafakas mitas or the other mitas, even though he's not sleeping on.
Yeah, but that I knew before. I mean, Chaim knew that too. It's no problem.
No, but I'm saying that demonstrates that there is a positive institution other than just being related to it.
I don't understand how that demonstrates a positive kiyum. I don't see how No, because no, he doesn't have to sleep on every bed. I mean, that's crazy. He just... So what does that prove?
That there is a separate positive institution.
No, no. So then you're going to say there's no... Then you're going to wipe out the whole idea of the negative. You're going to say this, and you're going to say then the whole... He's agreeing with Abchaim that you need the positive in order to be related to the negative of... It's a kumvase, and it's a kumvase form of the iser, of the abstention, that he agrees with. Now you're going to say that that's not true. He's not going back on that. He just agrees with Abchaim. But he says you could add one more thing. I think the reason why he did it is because the Rambam in the last halacha of Perek Daled, he says that these things yechayev biyom rishon bilvad, or avo biyom rishon bilvad. So the implication, now he gives an answer. He says you could say that yom rishon is just a hechi timtza. That's his first, because of the avos deraisa in yom rishon. But it would be funny. It's still something was bothering him. What was bothering him was that it really intrinsically has nothing to do with the other things, like Anachas Tfilin or Ein Ochel Mishalo, which are Yom Rishon phenomena. So he doesn't hold it's a Yom Rishon phenomena, but he holds that he can resolve why the Rambam classifies them all three together if you say there's a kumvase involved. It's a kum. You understand what I'm saying? See, the problem I think was bothering him is why does the Rambam classify these three things together? Because, you know what I mean? They really don't have any shaychus. The kfiyas amita is really nothing more than it's as a kifas amita, and it has a kumvase in order to demonstrate it, but the Rambam classifies it together with the other two things that are different. Anachas tfilin, the yisr anachas tfilin, the yisr, which are yom rishon phenomena. So he's saying it's true, it's not a yom rishon phenomenon, but it is a kumvase. There is a kumvase. So that's why the first day he is confronted with that kumvase, which is separate. Now it's good why the Rambam classifies those three as phenomena of Yom Rishon. You understand what I'm saying? There's a certain sensitivity that he has here. Namely, that even though he gave an answer, and the answer is good, so we'll come out, you have to do it Yom Rishon. But there's no key, if it's not a positive thing, so it's just like, I do it Yom Rishon because I have no choice. It's by default it comes out in Yom Rishon, but there's nothing special about it. So that's why he adds the fact that you could also add and say there is a positive kiyum of Kfiyas Hamita as well. And if you say there's a positive, intrinsically positive kiyum of Kfiyas Hamita, now the Rambam's very good. And the Rambam puts down there are three things. And there's a positive, there's Anachas Tzulin, and the Yisr Lechol Mishalo. And then there's also a positive, the Ovo is confronted with a positive phenomenon of Kfiyas Hamita, which you must execute right away, the Yom Rishon. You see, then it belongs there. I believe that is why he did it. That's why he added that. Because otherwise, it's, you understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, it simply has nothing to do with Yom Rishon. It's just, you need one day during the seven, but you better do it Yom Rishon because otherwise you're going to miss out on the Avelis of Yom Rishon. But the thing is, he wasn't satisfied with that completely because the Rambam seems to imply there's something positive over here on Yom Rishon. You see, that's the Rambam seems to imply that Yom Rishon is confronted with something. Now it's Yom Rishon, he has three things that he's confronted with. So if it's a really positive, a truly positive phenomenon, it makes sense for the Rambam to classify it over there. Otherwise, the Rambam shouldn't have classified it there. He should have classified it in Perakei. Should have classified it in Perakei. But if there's a positive key to it, then it makes sense why he classified it in the end of Perek Daled. That's what I believe is motivating him to say that. Okay, do you follow what I'm saying? Okay. It's a very refined, thinking. So he says, okay, so we're up to, yes.
Why is the first day? Is that past all of the Avelis?
Plus what? That's correct. That's the Choma Avelis is Yom Rishon because it's the Raisa.
So
that's correct. He wouldn't be able to the positive kiyum of the derisa of Kriyas HaMita.
There's something funny though. The Rabbanan came along, I think you can answer this. The Rabbanan came along and says, well, if you blow the first day, do it all seven. I mean, where did it come along with this great whole phenomenon? Just if you blow the Yom Rishon.
No, there's an issue. There's an issue the rest of
the day. Very often me to hear. She's not me to hear.
The Rabbanan came along and said, it's really derisa. Is a kiyum or is a kiyum say in doing on a mita kfuya on the first day, right? And then they said, well, but if you don't do it on the first day, then do it all seven.
No. He holds the only do it once. But if you do it the first day.
But if you don't do it the first day, then do it on the second day. Even they create a phenomenon for the person who doesn't do the derisa, they created a derabana.
Well, they have been created. It's just a logical, thing because you need a kumvase for. For this abstention of Kifa Samita, you need a kumvase involvement of the Gavra. So the Kamadi lost the Deraisa, so why should lose the Rabbanan also?
The 7-day phenomenon is just independent of the
that's why I think that he held that then the Ram should have in Perkei. But if it's not, if there's nothing really positive here, why does the Ram have it in the end of Perk Dalet? I mean, this is a Perkei halacha. It just so happens that this din, Kifa Samita, happens to have a kumvase for it also. So, in order to accomplish it, you have to involve yourself in the kumvase aspect. So, fine, so it has to be Yom Rishon. In order to get it, you can figure it out yourself. You don't need the Ram to tell you that, basically. But the Ram seems to say something that Yom Rishon now is confronted with these three things. So, if it's a positive thing, it makes sense why it's in the end of Perek Dalet. That's what he's going for. He wants to really smooth it out. Why? That's the Rambam he's going on. Perek Dalet Lachatess. That's what he wants to explain. Like we mentioned. It's Kol Shiva. Okay. He says, according to that, it's very clear that the Ram. Oh, now he says, now let's get to the. This is the difficult part. Shivraki Sura. So what is he saying here? What is he saying? Yeah. So the way, what he's saying is that what he's bothered with is the Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches acts like he never heard of the idea of Shua Yom being Mutter. And only the Yom Rishon. If somebody would just look at this Rambam on the Yud Ches, then they would conclude that there's no difference in Yom Rishon and Shor Yom. Yeah, so he wants to explain that. You see? That's what he wants to explain. So how does he explain it? He explains it because he said, you see, because he says that the Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches is speaking conceptually. And conceptually, in the din of Kriyas HaMita, there's no chilek between Yom Rishon and between Shir HaYamim. You understand? See, in other words, like this. Conceptually, what he's saying is that conceptually there's no, the Rambam's speaking conceptually in Lachi Yechas, and conceptually there's no difference between Yom Rishon and the other days. Because conceptually, it doesn't matter whether it's Deraisa Drabbanan. See, that's not a conceptual difference. Deraisa Drabbanan is a Kiyum difference, but it's not a conceptual difference. So the Rambam in Lachi Yechas is speaking conceptually. And what he's explaining is that conceptually, the kfiya samita, the abstention from zekifa samita, demands a kumvase. And that's a phenomenon, if you want to speak it in terms of a conceptual phenomenon, it's called shiva, because that halacha exists called shiva. Whether it's deraisa or banan, that's a material in terms of the concept. Kol tikel banan came deraisa. So, therefore, what the Brisk Rav is saying is that the Rambam in Halacha Yudches is speaking completely from a conceptual standpoint. And since he's speaking conceptually, he equates all 7 days. Because conceptually, we're saying the concept of Kfiyas Amita, which is abstention from Skifas Amita, requires a konvasei. So what does that mean conceptually? It means whether you have Kfiyas Amita. Where do you have Kfiyas Amita? Call Shiva. Now, practically, it's true that you can't do it. You can't do it on the remaining days because you're going to miss out on the deraisa. But that's just a practical consideration. But that's not a conceptual consideration. So that's what he's explaining. That's what he's saying in this last part. That's why the Rambam before Heitev, the Perikei Nukar Rambam Stama Demo Yoshenal Amita Kfuya Lotzach Vavah Perishizah Dafki Amrishim Vavad Kidem Esikadin Zenoi Gam B'Shoyama. You see. And he says, and if he's not repeating what he said before, you understand? He's not just repeating what he said in the beginning of the paragraph. He's explaining something completely different, but it looks like the same words. What he's saying is that the Rambam over here is speaking from a conceptual standpoint, and from a conceptual standpoint, there's no difference between Yom Rishon and Shavuot Yom, because the whole institution exists for the entire time. Whether it's the Reis Rabbanan, that's a factual phenomenon. It's not a conceptual one. So he says that's why the Rambam doesn't differentiate over there between the Shivas Hayom, between Yom Rishon. The fact is that he has to do it in Yom Rishon. Yeah, he says that he explains in Perek Dalet, in the end of Perek Dalet. That's a practical thing because he has to, that Rambam is including the practical. So there he says that he has to do it in the first day because first day is the Raisa, and if he waits for the other days, he'll have Kriyas Avita, but only the Rabbanim, but not the Raisa. He says, so where the Rambam is speaking conceptually about Kfiyas Amita, there he doesn't differentiate between the first day and the Shir HaYamim. You see? But where the Rambam is speaking practically, which is the end of Perek Dalet, over there he differentiates. That's basically what he says.
Rabbi?
Yes. I mean, each piece here is a different concept. I mean, he looks sometimes like he's repeating himself, but he's not. It's a different concept that he's aiming at over there. Okay.
It appears from here, from this halacha in general, that my yeshiva samita on Yom Shvi'i would qualify for kfiya on Yom Sheni.
Your yeshiva samita?
I do a yeshiva on Yom Shvi'i of my avelis.
Yeah.
That would qualify for kfiya from Sheni and forward.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing.
That's real.
What happened to the positive key? Wasn't the positive key the conceptual difference between the first day and the other day?
Only by the seventh day.
It's
by Shani,
it
now is qualified by a later date. Lamafreya. Yeah,
Lamafreya,
right. It's funny.
Yeah, he does all the way, right?
Seems to be. You can sit on any time, and all you need is once.
Yeah, he says, Im la'yashu la'biyam rishin tzorach le'shiv la'pamachas b'shoye me'evil. Only one time. That's what he says. He says he clearly holds the way. That one time does it. Because one time relates all the skifa, the abstention from skifa time. I'll tell you the truth, that is a weak spot. I mean, I do think it's a weak spot. First I want to explain what he says. I don't want to be critical. I just want to explain what he says. That's basically what he holds. Okay?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wasn't the positive kiyum that he mentioned before this point?
Yes.
Wasn't that a conceptual difference between the first day and the other days?
No. No. Not conceptual. Factual. Because you can do it any time during the 7 days.
And you get the positive cum any of this.
Yeah, any of the days. Because as long as you do it converse, expressing converse, so then all the skifs and mitis relate to. He needs to have a positive involvement in this institution of Kriyas HaMidbar. The institution is abstention, but he has to do a positive involvement.
But I mean, we said that on top of that he said there was a positive Qiyum because otherwise it wouldn't make sense for him to put it in Parak Dalet at all.
Yeah, he does hear that a little bit, yes.
So we thought that was only the first day.
The first day. No. Since there's a positive, if he misses the first day, he could do it the other day too. But it would only be a positive thing with the Rabbana, but not with the Raisa.
Okay.
Yeah, everything, the Raisa Rabbana exactly. Okay. That's what he says. All right. Okay. Now, the thing is, I'll tell you what I want to say. I want to say something a little different. See, I have a problem with the. With the Rambam. That's my main problem. Because it would seem to me that the Pashtus Lashon Rambam in Halachi Yudches, where he says, Hofach kol mitosov, v'hoyehu yoshein agave mitos acherim, agave kiso, agave oron, agave karka, lo yotzei dechavasa, ele yoshein agave hamitak fuyo. It would seem to me that the Rambam is not saying that. I mean, I can't be satisfied with the Lashon Rambam. I mean, the Rambam should have said, "Bamed v'amamurim kishelo yoshan al gavei amito pamachas k'moshu gasavnu avolim yoshan pamachas shuvein etzorach v'yachol lishan al gavei mito sacherim al gavei kisa al gavei aron al gavei karka." I mean, it just seems to me that if the Rambam was trying to tell me that that all the days of Avelis he could sleep on somebody else's bed, or he could sleep on the ground, I mean, it's not here. It's just not here. I just don't see it in Lashon Rambam. It just seems the Rambam saying clearly that he has to sleep only on a mitzvah kfuya called Shiva. I can't see it in Lashon Rambam. You could disagree, but I just find it very difficult to believe that this is what the Rambam is saying over here. Hofach kol mitos v'hoyo yoshin agave mitzvah sacherim agave karka lo yosvei chavoso. What does that mean? I mean, what does it mean? I mean, the implication is clear. He has to sleep on the mita kfuya. He's talking about kol shiva. I can't see it in the room. I just can't see it. Okay. So what I want to say is like this. I want to say that there's a little differently. That there's a difference between yeshiva and between shina. See, the Rambam's like this. Avo b'yom rishon b'ulfad. Also on the afternoon. Also on the afternoon. The lechol mishlova chayev leishev al mita kfoya. The Rambam does not talk about shina over here. Over here, the Rambam's talking about yeshiva. Okay. In yeshiva, he says, ubishor yemeo evo, mutilo lechol mishlo, v'leishev agabe mapetz, oh, kaka. You see, again, over here, I don't think the Lashon Rambam fits in with what the Brisker is saying. Because the Rambam shouldn't have said, "Ubishor yimei ha'evo mutilo lecho mishulo v'leishiv agabe kaka." He should have said, "Umiyad, the kivan sheyoshav agabe mita kfuya, even beyond afilo beyond rishon mutu leishiv agabe kaka." Rambam doesn't say that. He says, "Only bishor yimei ha'evo mutilo Leishiv agabe karka." Okay? But he doesn't say on the first day, Mutaleshiv agabe karka. According to the Biskrov, once he sits down, one mice sitting down, that's it. Now he's putter. Now he could sleep on mitas that are not kliyos and mitas shalacherim or agabe karka. I mean, where do you see this in the Rambam? The Lashon just doesn't fit in according to what the Rambam is saying. Why do you say b'shoyim me'evil? Should have been b'yom rishon. Doesn't say that. Only she'or yame'evil. So I think, first of all, that it's not a halacha in one time sitting down. I don't agree with that. I think the halacha is in yamim. That the institution of avel is an institution of yamim. And one maisa of yeshiva gabe mita kfuya will not do the trick. It's halacha of yom rishon. Yom rishon, he can only be yoshev al mita kfuya. Sho'or hayamim, he could be yoshev al akaka. That I think fits in the pashtus of Lashon Rambam. That it's not a maisa, a one-time act. It's not a one-time maisa. But the halacha is it's in units of days. It's in units of days. But I want to get back to the main idea. The idea that you mentioned from Reb Chaim. You see, the thing is like this. What I believe Reb Chaim is saying, is a little more elaborate. The interpretation I want to give to Reb Chaim, and that is. You see, what does it mean? It's not. We were talking before about the idea that the kumvase. How does the kumvase come into the picture? See, how does the kumvase come into the picture? Yeah, that was another question. Somebody raised the question before also. Why isn't it enough for the kumvase? If he wants the kumvase, so I have kfiyas amita. Why isn't that enough for the cheft of the kfiyas amita? I want to say it like this, that what does it mean? Why is it that the Ovel, the Rambam mentions in Parakeh that the Ovel has Yudalas Devarim, that he's also by him? Because what the Rambam is saying is that an Ovel is not a Gavra of new mitzvahs. See, a Kayan is a Gavra of new mitzvahs. An Ovel is not. An Ovel is a Gavra of restrictions, like a Menuda. Like he's a Gavra of restrictions. That's why the Gemara equates Ovel and Menuda. He's a person that's restricted. That's the essence of the Ovel. But the Ovel is restricted, but his restriction expresses itself in creating a Gavra of an Ovel. It's not just an abstention. You see, these Yudalas Dvarim create a Gavra of an Ovel. That who's defined as a restricted gavra. In other words, if a person doesn't eat chazer, he's restricted. We're all restricted from eating chazer. It doesn't give us a separate din of a gavra, you see, except as far as kedushas klal yisrael. But as an individual, there's no individual kiyum of a gavra that's mufresh from chazer. Okay? But over here by avelus, the concept of an ovel is to create a gavra of an ovel. And the gavra of the ovel is the gavra that's restricted from the yudal of dvar. That's the essential idea. Now I think when it comes to these two things of kfiyas amita and atifas arosh, the concept over here is that the chefta of the kfiyas of the mita kfuya is a kiyum in the gavra being a mufresh and being in abstention, a gavra that's in a state of abstention. You see, the chefza shel the mita kfuya, the chefza shel mita kfuya, it's not, it is a kiyum in the gavra being in a state of abstention from Zekifa Samita. Okay, over here, in other words, in the other Yudalef Dvarim, the way the Gavra becomes an individual that abstains is simply through abstention. Rechitza, Neofasandu, all those things that he abstains from create a Gavra that's restricted. Okay, that's mufresh from these activities. But when it comes to Kviyas Amita, you need something else. You need a cheftza. A cheftza of the Mita Kfuya. You see, the cheftza of the Mita Kfuya is a kinum in the Gavra being muvdol and mufresh from Mita's Kufa. Over there, he can't fulfill the abstention from Mita Zakufa simply by not sleeping on the bed. Okay? The way he brings about being a mufresh from Mita Zakufa is through having a cheftza shel Mita Kfuya that relates to him. Okay? All right, you follow? I think it's also good philosophically, because the Gemara says that why do you have Kfiyas Amita? Because the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I gave you a Tzelem Elokim's Gemara on the Gemara on Tesvav on the Beis. The Tani Bar Kapara. The most Yukani Nasati Bohen Ubavono Seyem Hafachtiha Kofu Mito Seyem Olel. Okay? Olay. So the thing is that the it means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon Must you know the perfect intellect, perfect an individual, and originally all his energies went into Chachma, and then because of his Averis, Misa came to the world. So because he undid it and he reversed it, so it's upside down. So man is upside down. He turned man upside down. First he was a perfected being that was involved naturally in Chachma, and then because of his chait, he became a being that's involved in Taiva, and initially. So he turned over the Dmas, so to speak. And because of that, so Misa was introduced. So there's a concept of Kriyas Amita. So that's what I think Bishkov also was looking for, a positive idea of Kriyas Amita. That I agree with him, that there's a positive concept. But what I'm saying is that the entity of Mita Kfuya, the Cheftza Shel Mita Kfuya, is a kium, an abstention of Mita's Kufa. Okay? That's where it fits in. Because in Avelis, there are no new mitzvahs. There's no new mitzvahs in Avelis. Avelis, the Gavra, is simply a restricted individual. But he's restricted. The restrictions create such a Gavra. Now, one of the restrictions is he has to be mufresh from Zakifas Amita. But in that particular formula, in that institution of Kfiyas Amita, the way the Gavra fulfills it is not just by personal abstention, that he doesn't sleep on Amita's Kufa, but it's by having a Chalesh Shem Mita Kfuya relate to him. He needs the Chalesh Shem Mita Kfuya to relate to him in order to become a gavra that's moved off from a from Mitos Kufas. You follow what I'm saying?
Why is it you just be abstaining, the gavra wouldn't emerge?
Excuse me?
Why is it just abstaining?
That's the way the Racham will misakin it that way. I think the reason they'll misakin it that way is because of Kofu Mitos Seichan. Because there's a concept of the Afichas Admos. Okay?
Would be insufficient.
That's correct. That's correct. So therefore, they required a cheftz of a mita kfuya in order to. But the cheftz of mita kfuya they didn't introduce simply as a positive thing. They introduced it as because there's nothing. There's no mitzvahs navelos. That the chacham did not hold that there's a concept that a novel is chayav a new mitzvahs. It's everything is restriction. That's what Chaim said. The Yesoda Din of Avelis is simply, that's what the Rambam is formulating in the beginning of Parakei, that the Yesoda Din of Avelis is not new mitzvahs, there's no mitzvahs Avelis. Everything the oval does is restrictions in order to create a gavra of an oval. You see. But the restriction from Zakifas Amita in order to fulfill, to be Mekayim that chova of being restricted from Zakifas Amita, what the Gavra needs is, besides his own abstention, he must have a Mita Kfuya. There must be a Mita Kfuya that relates him. And that's why you see all the mitzvahs in the bias. Because there's a chefetz shel mita kfuya. There's a chefetz shel mita kfuya. But the chefetz shel mita kfuya is not a positive. The chefetz shel mita kfuya is that when the chefetz shel mita kfuya is related to the gavra, now he has a kiyum of refraining from mitas kufa. You see? That's the way it's formulated. Because the Chachamim did not see it as an oval as high as a new mitzvah. That's not the system of Avelos. The system of Avelos is simply restrictions. Okay? And the restrictions create a gavra of an oval. So therefore, they introduce Kriya Samhita. But the way they introduce Kriya Samhita had to be of necessity that it's introduced as a chefza. But the chefza is a kiyum in abstaining from mitas kufa. Okay? Yeah.
First off, the Rambam in Yud Zayin, right before, he says, Minayin she'ein ha'avel yoshev al amita. And then right after that, he says, V'chayev lipos amita kol shema.
Yep. I was going to bring that Rambam in. That's right, exactly. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin, Minayin she'ein ha'avel yoshev al amita. Okay, but I'm going to get to that in a second. You see, so what I want to say is like this, that there's a difference between yeshiva and between shina. That in shina, if the individual sleeps al gabe karka, okay, there simply is no abstention. If he sleeps al gabe karka, so there simply is no abstention from mitas kufa. You see, in other words, the gavra has to abstain from a mitas kufa. How does he abstain from a mitas kufa? By shino al gabe mita kfuya. Shino al gabe mita kfuya is the formula for abstention from mitas kufa. Shino al gabe kaka is not a formula. Okay, there's no formula of shino al gabe kaka as an abstention from mitas kufa. That's a neutral thing. It has nothing to do with mitas kufa. He just wants to sleep on the ground, so he sleeps on the ground. But there is in sleeping on the ground, there is no abstention from mitas kufa. Because abstention from mitas kufa requires an opposite. The mita is either skufa or afucha. So in order to abstain from mitas kufa, you have to sleep al gabe mita kfuya. If he sleeps al kaka, it's nothing. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I want to say in the Ram. What's the kiyum of abstention for the gavra from mitas kufa? Shino agabe mita kfuya. If he's yoshin agabe kaka, there's no abstention from shino agabe mitas kufa. Because kufa and kfuya are two opposites. And the only way you can abstain from shino agabe mitas kufa is shino agabe mita kfuya. So therefore, when it comes to shino, in order to fulfill both things, namely the gavra must abstain from sleeping on mitas kufa, and also in order to have a chefza, shall mita kfuya relate to the gavra, so there's a kiyum of abstention through the existence of a chefza of a mita kfuya. He has only one choice. He has to sleep al gabe mita kfuya. Okay? Yeah. That's the situation that's the formula with regard to shina. It's a simple formula. That the gavra must abstain, there are two things that are necessary. He must abstain from mita kufa. He must be an act of abstention from mita kufa, and there must be a chefza of mita kfuya. How does he bring it about? He brings both about simultaneously by sleeping al gabe mita kfuya, because then he shows abstention from mita kufa, because it's shino al gabe mita kfuya, and also there's a chefza of a mita kfuya. Okay. That's the formula for shina. But for yeshiva, it's different. Why? Yes.
Is that why it's called shiva?
That's why it's called shiva. That's why it must be called shiva. That's correct. He doesn't have yeshiva.
No, he doesn't have kol shiva by any of the other yisurim.
What do you mean? All yisurim are kol shiva.
Why did he say it here?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's not the only thing that's kosher. What do you mean? The other thing that's kosher, I mean, take a shower. I mean, take a bath. I mean.
But he has to reiterate it in this halacha.
I don't know. I mean, but I don't know where you're going with that. I mean, that's true. It's kosher. It's not the only thing that's kosher.
It's the only thing that he lists as kosher.
So why are you saying? So what's the reason? No, I would say because of the cheft. Because the chefta must be, the chefta, you must have a chefta shall meet the kfuya kosher. In other words, the abstention over here comes about through two things. Through him abstaining from mitas kufa, the gavra abstaining, and also through the existence of a chefta of a mitas kfuya. Okay? Yeah. That's correct. Very good. You're right. Because there's a halacha of a chefza. That's correct. See, sometimes you have the chefza without the gavra. In other words, the other mita is not sleeping on. But in terms of the chefza of a mita kfuya, that there, in other words, the mita that is not sleeping on, that is not using, the fact that the chefza is kfuya is a kiyum also in his abstention from mita skufa. But it's a kiyum through the chefza. Okay? But that's the formula with regard to Shina. But with regard to Yeshiva, it's different. Because, you see, that's what the Rambam says in Pergen Alach Yitzayim. Minayin Shein Ovo Yoshev Alamita, Shenema, Vayokam Amalach, Vayikras Begodo, Vayishkevatso. Vayishkev doesn't mean sleep. Okay, it means he laid down, reclined on the floor, on the ground. So he means, same thing as if it would say Vayishkevatso. Okay? So therefore, so you see, an ovel can demonstrate abstention from yeshiva gabe mita zakufa by being a yoshev al oretz. And you see that also by the Perek Gimel, Ketzav Menachem Mes Avelim. So the Rambam says, and Halacha Gimel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Ovel Mesa Barosh. Ve'ena menachemim rashoyim leishev ela al gabe karka, shenema vayeshu ito l'oretz. Okay, so the there is a kiyum of yeshiva l'oretz. In yeshiva it's different. By yeshiva l'oretz, the oval demonstrates an abstention from yeshiva al gabe mitas kufa. You see, yeshiva al gabe oretz is a kiyum in avelus. There's no such thing as Shina Gabe Oretz. Okay? according to the Rambam, there's no reason, there's mana that we don't do Kfiyas Amita. So according to the Rambam, there's no reason to sleep on the floor. Because the sleeping on the floor is nothing. It's either the sleeping is only Mita Kfiya. And sleeping on the ground is, once we don't have mita kfuya anymore, because our bed you can't do it with. So there's no kiyum of the gavra being a yoshin ala oretz and abstaining as a gavra from mita skufa. That's not an abstention. Okay. But by yeshiva it is. By yeshiva al gabe karka, the gavra by being yoshiv al gabe karka is in fact an abstention from being a yoshev al gabe mitas kufa. Do you follow? Vayeshu ito l'oretz, or the pasuk of here. That's what the Rambam says. She'ein ovel yoshev al mita. He doesn't say she'ovel yoshev al mita kfuya. You see, there's an issa for the ovel. He's not a yoshev al mita. He's not a gavra that's a yoshev al mita. He's a gavra that's a yoshev. He's mufresh from being a yoshev al mita. How is he mufresh? By being a Yoshev ala Oretz. So in being Yoshev ala Oretz, he's mafresh himself also from being a Yoshev ala Mita. Okay? So therefore,
this mana said, team also would be not applicable because of the fact that it would only be if you Yoshev originally ala Mita, which we don't have today.
Say again.
We don't even have Yoshev al Mita altogether. Or you're equating Yoshev al Mita with our Yoshev on a bench or a chair?
On a chair, yeah. Okay. I hear what you're asking. I mean, the chair is not a Mita. But it would appear that even a chair would be Bismana, that would be our form of being Yoshev al Mita. So, but you can't do Kvi on a chair. So, but the halacha would be that that would be an issur to sit on a chair. According to the Rambam, apparently it would be an issur to sit on a chair. So he has to be Yoshev al Aretz. That's what the Rambam says, that Vayishkav Atzo. He must be Yoshev al Aretz. Or the Rambam says, or it could be Yoshev Agabe Mappets. Now, his Mappets would be like a mat. Because the matter really just protects him from the dirt of the ground. But it would seem that he has to be Yoshev Alakaka. So therefore, the Rambam has a problem. Because insofar as being Yoshev Alakaka, Yeshiva Alakaka qualifies as abstention from Yeshiva Mitas Kufa. Right? Oh, so it will come out that they will not, that they're lacking a Cheftzer Shel Mita Kfuya for Yeshiva. You follow? That in yeshiva you won't have a chefter shal mita kfuya. So that's why the Rambam says that I'm following with the same idea from the Briskarov and the Reb Chaim, that the yom rishon bilvad he's chayev leishiv al mita kfuya. Why is he chayev leishiv al mita kfuya b'yom rishon bilvad? Because you see the other has two ways of, as a gavra, being mufresh from mita skufa and yeshiva. He has two possibilities. Either it could be yoshev al mita kfuya, or else it could be a yoshev agabe karka. Either way, because that's a pasuk, vayishkav loretz. So it could either be yoshev al mita kfuya, or else it could be yoshev agabe karka. So therefore, the Rambam says that if he were always a yoshev agabe karka, so then there would never be a chefter shel mita kfuya for yeshiva. Because it's true that gavra is abstaining. That's true. That's an isser. That's what Ram says. Minayin shein oval yoshev al mita. Okay? Minayin shein oval yoshev al mita. So insofar as the gavra abstaining from the mita skufa, that would be fine, yeshiva gavra kaka. But the only thing is that then there would be no chefta shel mita kfuya related to the oval. So that's why the Rambam says that in order that there should be a chefta shel mita kfuya related to the oval insofar as the institution of yeshiva is concerned, he must be yoshev al mita kfuya yom rishon. Okay, do you follow?
Shina wouldn't satisfy that?
Excuse me? No. Shina and yeshiva, two different institutions. That's what I want to say. Excuse me? No, Shina is not. Shina and Yeshiva are two separate institutions. That's what Ram says. B'shor yimei o'evo, mutilo lecho mishalo v'lei shev agabe mapetz agabe karka. On the other days, Yeshiva agabe karka is fine. Once he already has established a cheftza shel mita kfuya for Yeshiva. You see? And that's why the Ravid is right that there's no source. The Ravid says, ain't sure. There is no source, really. The source the Rambam found was simply a logical source. That since the Gavra can be Mekayim, abstention from Mita Skufa, by being Yoshev al Gabe Karka, so his problem was, but how will there be a Cheftza of Mita Kfuya for Yeshiva with regard to the Oval? And you need a Cheftza. So that's why the Rambam introduced the idea that on the Yom Rishon, he must be Yoshev al Mita Kfuya. But it comes out the Oval could either be Yoshev al Mita Kfuya, or else it could be Yoshev al Gabe Karka.
I'm still not clear why Shina on the Mita Kfuya on the Yom Rishon wouldn't satisfy both requirements.
Shina, that's what I'm trying to say, that Shina and Yeshiva are two separate institutions. The Ram says, Minayin, the Ram splits them up into two halachas. Perakei halacha Yitzayin is Yeshiva, and halacha Yitzches is Shina. Yes, two separate halachas.
In the Gemara, there's two separate braises, one that talks about yeshiva and one about Shina.
Okay.
They're identical. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a Yashav al Gabe Mita al Gabe Kisei al Gabe Udaini lo Yatsa.
Okay.
So the Rambam would hold that's only talking Yom Rishon, but the braise by Vaishnavas talking all the time?
I guess so. Satna around one of the rest, I don't know. But, yeah, you have to differentiate. He's definitely differentiated. I mean, that you see clearly.
The other Rishonim seem to have, like, they didn't differentiate.
They did not take this. No, Rishonim, no. I mean, nobody passed my Ram on this. No one knows Ram. He's definitely Das Yachid.
Even the Kesef Mishnah talks about Shino when he's on that halacha, in halacha test.
That's correct. Rambam is alone, there's no question about it. His own sheet. I'm just trying to explain what his thinking is. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, you'd be able to sleep on a regular bed during the Velus.
That's correct. According to the Rambam, there'd be no problem sleeping on a regular bed during a Velus. You don't sleep on the ground. The Shach holds otherwise, but the Shach's not going like the Rambam.
Could you clarify a little more in terms of the two kiyumim, in terms of not being a Yoshev and not being a somebody who's a Shina Adamita?
But if you want to go for the practical halacha l'maisa, look up the machaber. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I mean, there's a question of halacha l'maisa with regard to these things. But if you want to just take a look at the machaber, I'll just finish it off. But because the machaber doesn't go like the Rambam.
So, Rebbe?
I mean, nobody does really. Nobody's machalting Yom Rishon. I mean, it comes out according to the Rambam. If there's nichum, if you do nichum the first day, well, that's a take away Rambam. That doesn't say the Yavel sitting on the ground, by the way. It doesn't say that. Because the first day, according to Rambam, he has to be sitting al gabe mita kfuya. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Somebody wants to say something.
Yes, Rebbe. So the guy sat on mita kfuya the first day. So he did one maisa. Then he sat on the ground. Then he sat on karka.
That's the way you mean according to Brisk Rav?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And then, let's say the guy fell asleep, sitting on the ground. So he'd be lacking.
According to the Brisk Rav, all he has to do is sit down one time on a mita kfuya, and that's it. Goodbye. After that, he can do whatever he wants. Sleeping, sitting, whatever he wants to do.
Then according to the Rambam, if he fell asleep sitting on the ground.
If he fell asleep sitting on the ground?
Lacking kiyum because he's not on a mitzvah kfuya. I'm not according to.
Well, you mean according to Bisco or according to me?
According to you.
Yeah, you can't sleep on the ground.
So that's what I'm asking. If he fell asleep sitting on the ground, what would he be lacking? He'd be lacking kiyum?
You mean if he's sitting up and sleeping? I don't know if that's called sleep. Now, Yashin means he has to be in a prone position. If he's sitting up, it's not called sleep.
That's not called sleeping.
You don't need a mita for that. I mean, it's something you need a mita for. You don't need a mita for sitting up. He's sitting in a chair and sleeping.
He got to fall asleep.
It's not like by sukkah, where it's an issa of shina, that even if you fall asleep for a minute outside the sukkah, you're over. Can't sleep for a minute outside the sukkah, even in a chair. But this is a different thing. This is a halacha of reclining, requiring it's a tashmish. It's a manner of activity. I mean, it's not not kvias. It's a matter of an act of sleeping that requires a mita. I'm not kvias in terms of how much time, but he can't lay down on the mita and go to sleep. I mean, it's a different thing, different system. It's not like sukkah. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with going outside. A separate thing.
Yes.
That's true.
Going outside?
Yeah.
Which Rambam do you see that from?
Oh,
yeah. That's true. But no one holds this comes under the Yud Aleph. But it comes under another heading. Going outside the house comes under a heading of Hetzach Hadas Mavelis. It's any Yoshev in Pesach Beisa. Any yotzei mi pesach beisa. That's a halacha of Hetzach Hadas. That's why if a person has to move, they shouldn't move in daylight, only at nighttime when nobody's around. It's a halacha. It's a genuine halacha, but it's a halacha in Hetzach Hadas. But that's why it's not koveya a halacha b'fnei atzma, because that's a general institution of Hetzach Hadas. That's why the Erev Tishba, we shouldn't go for a walk. After Chatzos, Batayel, Bashuk, because it's Hetzach Hadas. That's the same kind of halacha. Different kind of halacha. Okay? So that's what the Rambam says. Yom Rishon, he has to Yoshev al gabe mitak for you, and the other days he doesn't have to. But according to our interpretation, you have to have a unit of yom, in order to create a kiyum of mitak for you, kiyum of the chefts of a mitak for you. Now, yeah, the kiyum of a chefts of a mitak for you. Now the question is,
why does that have to be for you in the day? Shouldn't one action be enough?
No, you see, that's what I want to say, that Avelus is not measured in an action. That's what I'm saying here. That Avelus is not measured in an action. A Maisa Ba'alma is not Avelus. Avelus is a Nihug of Yomim, of units of Yomim. So there's Yom Rishon and then there's Shor Yomim. Okay? So in order to create a chefta, shall meet a kfuya, you need a nihug of yomim, a nihug of a yom. Now one maisa doesn't do it. A maisa doesn't register an avelus, just they did a maisa. But you need a nihug of avelus. Avelus is a nihug. And that's the mashmayas of Rambam is avelus. You see, for instance, the last day we say mitzvah sayom kakulo. So it's a nihug of yomim. And as a matter of fact, the shloshim is a malos of yom. So there's a malos, there's an entity of yom, and that's why the Rambam speaks always in terms of yom. So what we're saying is that avelus requires a nihug of yom. So that's why it's not a matter of one maisa. Maisa is not avelus. Avelus is a nihug. And what is the shear of the nihug? The shear of a nihug is a yom. That's why the Rambam says yom rishon. Now, the other question is, let's say, if he wasn't knowing, according to the Biskarov, I mean, somebody mentioned that also, which I agree, I think maybe it was Marshall, that let's say, for instance, according to the Biskarov, if he's knowing one unit of yeshiva, he just did a maisa yeshiva and shor yomim that he's yotzei. If he missed the Yom Rishon. It does sound strange to say that all 6 days he didn't do yeshiva al gabe mitak for you, and then the last day he'll do one maisa, and that'll be a kiyum for the whole Shiva Sayama. It's a difficult concept, I mean, to say such a thing. That the whole time, so where was the mitak for you until now? So you're going to tell me he goes back with Mafrei on the Shiva Sayama? I mean, it's a hard, a very hard concept. So what I want to say is that the unit of that yeshiva or the nihug of avelus requires a unit of yom, and one maisa can't go back on mafreya. If you do it on the seventh day, he does a maisa yeshiva on the mita kfuya. That's going to be lamafreya. It's going to be a kiyum of for all the shiva sayomim. It would seem to me that the difficult svara. I mean, according to what we're saying. The nihug has to be a nihug of yom. Not one maisa will be good l'mafreya. You require a nihug of yom. But, you require a nihug of yom. So then I'll ask you a question. So according to our interpretation, it requires a nihug of yom. So it's true that the yom rishon is going to require the nihug because that's the raisa, and that's the raisa, in order to have the kiyum the raisa. But I mean, let us say he missed that nihug of the Yom Rishon. So I mean, so then what would he do? So he'd have to have a nihug of Yom during a nihug of Yom. If he missed Yom Rishon, he'd have to do it in Yom Sheni. Because you'd have to have a nihug in order to create a cheft of mita kfuya. Okay, and that's where we differ from the Brisker Rav. According to the Brisker Rav, it's a maisa ba'alma, and we're saying a maisa ba'alma is not a kiyum. It's the halacha is you need a nihug yom in order to have a kiyum of avelus. And that's the Lashna Rambam. I think in Lashna Rambam's mashma that clearly. Because there's a chayav leishiv al mitak for you, then that's beyom rishon. Avo beyom rishon. He doesn't mention anything about a maisa. He speaks in terms of yom. Biyom Rishon Bulvar, Osir, Aniach Tfilin Lelecho Mishalova Chayev Leishav Mikfu, Bishor Yimei Oevo, Mutal Lelecho Mishalova Leishav Agabe Mapetzol Agabe Karga. So Aniach Tfilin. So it's a halach in the yom. A unit of a niyog of a yom. And that's why the Rambam differentiates between Yom Rishon and between the Yishar Yom. And that's the way we're learning. I mean, to me, it seems that's the Lashon Rambam. It's very difficult for me to see. I don't see the Lashon Rambam that one Maisa. Rambam doesn't say, the Yom Rishon Chayev Leishef Pamachas Al Mitak for you. I mean, Rambam doesn't say that. He says the whole Yom. And he doesn't say, Yom says, Bishor Yimei Yoevil. He should have said, not Bishor Yimei Yoevil, he should have said, Vafila Biyom Rishon Achash Yoshev Al Mitak for you, Mutal Leishev Agabe Karka. The Rambam doesn't say that. I mean, to me, the Lashon Rambam is clear. Okay, yeah, but the problem that the Rambam had was that the Rambam had a problem because by yeshiva there's a kiyum for the other leisheva al gabe karka, and yeshiva al gabe karka itself is a kiyum of abstention from a mitas kufa. So that would be fine, but if it'd be Yoshev al HaKarka the entire time, there would be no Cheftza Shal Mita Kfuya. So that's why the Rambam holds you need a unit of Niyug for the Mita Kfuya. And that has to be Biyom Rishon. That we agree with the Brisk Rav, has to be Biyom Rishon because of the fact that it's Daraisa, that Yom Rishon is Daraisa also. Or it could be, I'm thinking now, maybe it could be like this, that in order to establish the mita kfuya, it has to be established on the initiation of the avelus, that it can't go back with mafreya. In other words, you can't establish a mita kfuya, chefta shel mita kfuya, in the middle of the avelus to go back with mafreya on the whole unit. But the chefta shel mita kfuya has to be established initially, that there's a chefta shel mita kfuya. In order for the chefta shel mita kfuya to be a chefta for the Zayin Yimei Avelus, it must be in the first unit of Avelus. If that unit passes, then it's too late. You see? So it can't go back on Mafreya. That was the question, that I think Marshall asked question. Now, how could you say, let's say, for instance, you're going to go past through all 6 days and there was no mita kfuya. Now, on the seventh day, it won't go back on Mafreya for the seven you may avail us. But it has to be established initially. The chefta shel mita kfuya has to be established for kol shivas yimei ha'evil. And since it has to be established for kol shivas yimei ha'evil, it must be Biyom Rishon. Yom Rishon is koveya, the chefta shel mita kfuya for the zayin yimei avail us. You can't just go back with Mafreya. So if that's the case, it would be excellent why the Rambam says Yom Rishon. You see, it would be kafta v'ferach why the Rambam says Yom Rishon. Because what the Rambam is saying is that you must be koveya chefta shel mita kfuya. And you must, in order to be koveya, it must be b'tchilas ha'evil. It can't be later there's no kviyas. There's no kviyas of the chefta. You can't go back with Mafreya. You see, so according to that, it would be very good why the Rambam is machalik to Yom Rishon and between Shear Yom, because the Yom Rishon is koveya the chefta shall meet the kfuya for the shivas yimei avelus, and if Yom Rishon goes by, you can't be koveya anymore the mafreya. That's what I personally think.
That has nothing to do with the derais and drabana.
Then you don't need the concept of the derais and the drabana, not because derais and drabana. Not because of the practicality, but because the kviyus has to be done at the inception of the avelus. That's when he has to be kaveya, the chefta shel mita kfuya. So if he's not yoshev al mita kfuya, the yom rishon, it's too late. That's what I think is we could say. Once we ad arsus lachi, since we got this far with the concept, I think that we could say that the kviyus avelus takes place the Yom Rishon. The Yom Rishon.
You could formulate it one way in favor of the Brisk HaRav, though.
What's that?
I'm saying you could, I was just thinking that you could offer a formulation that would satisfy even but I was asking yesterday that if you have the concept that there's a Shiva, a chalos shem Shiva.
Yeah, but you can have, yeah, I understand you can say that. I'm not saying it's impossible to say, but I'm saying it's very possible to say that you can't be kaveh as a mita kfila mafreya. That's not a possibility. I don't see why that's illogical to say that. That in order to be kaveya the chefta shall meet the kfuya for the shivas yumei avelus, it has to be done initially. But later, it's too late already. It can't go back with mafreya on the other days. That's what I'm saying.
If you missed the first day, according to this formulation, you would not do it on the second day, right?
There would be no reason to do it.
What about the other days, the upcoming days? Excuse
me?
What about establishing it for the upcoming days?
You mean for the days, for the remaining days? That ain't a chami.
Then aren't you abandoning what you're saying, that you're doing it at the inception? And you're saying it has to be at the inception.
It won't. You mean you'll have at least for that day. I mean, from that day on. It's a good question. It's a possibility. I'm not sure. So it's a good possibility. So you're saying that from that day on, I would say like this. I'll tell you why. I mean, I'm just thinking now. Because if the halacha of mito kfuya is a kiyum and the shivas you may avail us, so you can't have it b'miktas. You can't have it. In other words, you'll say in the middle of the third day he has a mito kfuya. Yeah, but the mito kfuya is the demand for mito kfuya is for kol shivas ayomim. It's not an individual day. I mean, it's not an individual day. It's the kol shivas ayomim. So once the moment of kfiyas is gone, you can't have a keen for the shivas ayomim anymore. So then I would say that no, that once he missed it, he missed it, because it's a keen in shivas ayomim. And there's no keen for shlosh yomim, abo yom, chamish yom, shish yom. You understand? That's what I was saying, Mustafa. That the kfiyas amita is kol shivas ayomim. And that's the Lashon HaRambam really in Perikei, if I'm not mistaken, right? Aloch Yitches. V'chayev lichvos amita kol shiva. So it has to be kol shiva. If it's not kol shiva, there's no kiyum. There's no kiyum for a few days. So if that's the case, then we can take the Rambam literally. Just plain. That it must be b'yom rishon. And if it's not b'yom rishon, he lost it. I mean, that's pashtus Lashon HaRambam. Rambam doesn't say anywhere that if he missed the first day, that he should go and do it. I mean, it's true, you can say the Rambam didn't mention it, but I think that the plain shot in the Rambam is it's the Yom Rishon and that's it. Because the Yom Rishon is the Kaveya for the Shivas Ayomim. And that makes sense to me. I can't see how it goes back L'mafreya. I just know it doesn't make any sense. Once it doesn't go back L'mafreya, then you're going to have to say that there's a Kiyum of Kfiyas Amita L'yomim. But that we don't find such a thing. The Kiyum of Kfiyas Amita is Shivas Ayomim. So I would say we can go straight in the Rambam. No reason to make any permutations. Just shoot the pashtus lashon lashon Rambam. That must be Yom Rishon because that's the kaveya. The unit of Yom Rishon is kaveya l'shivas ayomim. That to me seems straight. Without it doesn't require any kind of ukimtas or possibilities. Just straight in Lashon HaRambam. And I think the Svara is a very good one. You can't be Kaveh Mafreya. You have to be Kaveh L'Shivas Yomim. It must be Dafka the first day. So it'd be very good why the Rambam says Yom Rishon. Not because of Deraisa. You don't need the idea of Deraisa.
Rabbi?
Yes?
We brought to the other Nihuke Shiva. Let's say he was not knowing it the first couple of days. Let's say he was shaving. Would you also say that...
No, because there it's an abstention of the Gavra. But over here, it's the difference over here is you need a cheftza. This is where you need a cheftza of mitak for you. It's the one case where you need it. It's the only case where there's a cheftza. There's no other case of a cheftza besides this.
Yeah, Rabbi, you said there was a pasuk for that to show that?
That what? Oh, yeah, no, there's Gemara. Gemara says that what's the reason for kfiyas amita? Because man was a chote, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu said that since he was a chote and he turned over, he inverted the dmus. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mahapech the dmus, and he brought misa to the world because of his chait. So you see that idea is a paramount idea in Avelis. Because Avelis really is like we mentioned many times, Avelis is tshuva. And in tshuva, you have to understand you have to understand. Apparently, like, what's the difference? That's history. What do I care if what other Mauritian did? So now it's too late already. But apparently, in tshuva, tshuva demands that a person has to be able to see, his sights have to be on perfection. So insofar as we've been reduced from that perfection, there can't be any real tshuva unless you understand what the nature of man. The nature of man was intended to be that his energy should be in chachma. And therefore we have to, that knowledge of that is tshuva. It's essential in tshuva. So whenever a person acts, he has to understand that he's acting now in an imperfect manner. And he has to correct a certain the plane of activity is a person. Tshuva is not just a guilt attack. Tshuva is a conceptual knowledge. So you have to understand what the Derech Adam was intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be. And once you understand that, your actions are geared in a different way. Your activity is geared in a different way than it would be without that knowledge. That if a person thinks that this is the way he was intended to be, so then his limud and all his activities of mitzvah, whatever he does, is in a different framework. It's in a different framework. But if he understands that the activity is done now, unfortunately, in a way that man exists in a certain way, that in order to get back to his natural state, that itself requires a tremendous amount of bechira, and that activity is the natural activity, like Chazal say, in l'mara t'tera harbe al tachzik tava l'atzmacha ki l'kach netzorta. So the l'kach netzorta is important. I mean, that's important. That's the maimon Chazal, is that a person has to have his sights correct, that he has to understand that in the very act of limud and asiyas mitzvahs, he has to understand what the intention of the Borei Olam was in his creation. And that idea affects all his performances. If he doesn't have that idea right, then his performances are not on the correct, not in the correct terms. That's the Yesod and Tshuva. So you see that this idea of Kfiyas Amita is an essential idea. It's an amazing, it's unfortunate that we lost that din in Avelos, but that shows all the more the focus of Avelos is really on tshuva. On tshuva, yes.
I might add just another point, perhaps, that is kind of the psychological cause of it, is that probably the tendency of a person to feel anger, or maybe even rebellion, that, you know, that he loses loved object, loved one, and then at an unconscious level, a person might feel rejection of the system that creates death as part of man's. So he has to be reminded of the fact that death is really a human artifact. It's only because of man that death exists, and man's imperfection.
So, you mean it's a tzaddik aden. It's a tzaddik aden.
You have to recognize there's a potential of man to feel an unconscious rebellion or anger at God at the time of death, because why did you take my loved one from me?
You mean it's a keem of a tzaddik aden. That's, I agree with that. I mean, there are a lot of ideas here. There's no question about it. That definitely is correct. It's a keem of tzaddik aden. That's correct. It's a keem of tzaddik aden as well. I agree with it. But the I mean, that's why this is the one case where you have a chefta. The one case where you have a chefta. But the chefta, of course, was introduced in the framework of Avelis. That the chefta is an abstention, is a keem in the abstention from mitas kufa. But they created a chefta. Yes.
Also mentioned that Atifa was a kumbiase.
Yes.
So, but how? That's, there's no chefta over there.
No, that is true. The Reb Chaim mentions that in two cases there's a kumbiase. But all Reb Chaim was saying was that my point is that what Reb Chaim, the way we're interpreting Reb Chaim, was saying one thing. His idea was simply that there's a kum va'asei in two instances, but the kum va'asei is not a kiyum b'fnei atzmusa, but it comes under the framework. It's a kum va'asei, which is an expression of an abstention from the of issa, of a din of issa, an abstention. That's what I was saying. And that we're saying is all the halacha of a kiyum and the gavra of avol. That's correct. All Reb Chaim was saying was that that the two kum va'aseis are not a kum va'aseh per se, but it's a, you know, there's no steel between the Rambam of the, where the Rambam says Chayav and Kriyas Amita, and between that, Reb Chaim was just saying one thing, that the kum va'aseh is a kiyum in the abstention. But the essence of the whole institution of Avelis is not that there are new mitzvahs in Avelis, no kum va'aseh, but the kum va'aseh is a kum va'aseh which is an expression of a negative. It's a positive expression of the gavra of an ovel whose essence is Isur. That's the idea he was saying, and that happens to be in two cases. That's his idea. That we're not disagreeing with it. But now we're just going into a further expression of how that works, and the difference yeshiva between shiva. But that Reb Chaim, we're maintaining that idea. That I don't think you can argue with it, because the Rambam Perkei is clear that it's all Isurim. So what does the Kumva say? So the Kumva say, it's an action which is an expression of an abstention, of the Gavra's abstention. But in certain cases, in two cases, there's an action is required. But that was his point. That point is correct. That point is unassailable. But the Biskarev's question was a different question. It was a question of how it works out with the Kfiyas Amita of Yom Rishon and the Shoyim Avelos. That's a further point. That's where we are taking a different course there. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
You were going to say this man is first of all, what's considered Kfiyas Amita?
There is no Kriyas Amita. The Rav one time said that that's why there's a niyug to cover the mirrors because of the concept. That the concept, and it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you why. Because the thing is, ordinarily it sounds like it sounds very funny. I mean, where do you, if you don't have Kriyas Amita, you don't have Kriyas Amita. So why? How could you introduce new things? I mean. You can't make your own takanas. But I think what the Rav was saying is that since Kfiyas Amita is such an essential idea in Avelis, that they didn't want that idea to be lost. So therefore, the minig was to be mekayim that concept through covering the mirrors, so you don't see a dmus, that the dmus of Adam is removed. So then, of course, it would mean covering pictures too. Because the most Adam wouldn't make any difference. I think the Rav's idea is a very good idea, because what the Rav is saying is, and that's what we were just saying before, actually, that the one that's an essential idea in Avelis, and the idea in Avelis is Tshuva, and Tshuva demands that we have an understanding of our state of existence. There's no Tshuva without any reality, so you have to understand our state of existence. And also what Michael mentioned, yes, it's a Kiyum and Tzedek HaDin as well. It's correct. And therefore, the institution of Kriyas Amita is lost as a halachic institution. But they didn't want the idea to be lost. So therefore, they instituted, the Minigwest Institute, the covering the mirrors, in order that the concept, because of the Kiyum, there's a Kiyum Balev of Tshuva. So that's a good Minig. I mean, that's where Minig is appropriate. Where there's an essential idea in the system, and you can't do that, that idea shouldn't be lost. So the instinct, because the idea of Kfiyas Amita is not just a Maisa Kfiyas Amita, but it's an idea that has significance belave. It's a Kiyum belave. The whole Avelis is a Kiyum belave. That the Rambam makes clear, it's Kiyum belave of Tshuva. So therefore, in order to have the Kiyum belave, so they instituted the Minig was to institute covering the mirrors. That's that's a beautiful idea. I mean, that makes perfect sense. That's what a minik does, really. That's the purpose of a minik. If it was just a halachic thing, it would be minik shtus, because if you can't do the halachic, you can't substitute another minik. But since there's a kiyum belev over here, so that's why the covering of the mirrors is a kiyum belev, that idea of that the dmusa adam, that man took the dmusa adam and was mahapechet, that idea should not be lost navelos. That's what the Rav said. That's a very significant idea.
Really?
Yes.
Is there an
Isser
of Mita
Zakov? No, now there's no Isser of Mita Zakov anymore.
So what's the halacha of mice in terms of Nabel, in terms of where he sleeps and sits?
Oh, okay, all right, so that's right. So you want to take that up, okay. So now, yeah. So it would seem, I mean, take a look at the Machaber in Shin Pei Zion. And also, it would be a good idea later to take a look at the Torah. I'll mention the Torah also. Let me mention it right at the outset. The Torah mentions in Kriya Samhita in Shin Pei Zion. So the Torah mentions right away. He says Avo Chayav the Kriya Samhita, and then he goes. He says the Mito Seitz Asrugo B'Chavolim Sheyafach Rosh Lamata Vargleo Lamayla. He says Tanya Afilu Nas Nagabe Saf Solom. Even if he puts on top of benches, or gabi avonim sheik v'la harbe min haaretz, and he puts it on top of it's very high from the ground. The nasan la gimel adal matzos, he puts three or four mattresses yata. Rakshi yuragleo zekufos lamayla. Doesn't matter how high the bed is, as long as the feet are zekufos lamayla. And then the Torah says the ain tamak fiya kadeshi yitzayir. It has nothing to do with tzar. Shenomar. In Yoshin al Gabe Oretz, he sleeps on the ground, al Gabe Amito, al Chevle Amito, below Metzah. If he sleeps in pain, he takes off the mattress. Vehizakufa, and it's upright. Sheyata. He shouldn't say that. But if the bed is upright, no matter if he sleeps on the ground, if he takes off the mattress and he sleeps bitzar on the bed, you shouldn't say it's Yotza. El a time market a tani bar kapara. The most you can in the sati b'chama v'anu seichem hafachtiyo. Yehofchu ako mitosan alay. Hilkoch. In mitzvah atzma v'yoshna gabe karka. El al chevle amita. V'hi zekufo. He sleeps on the bare strings of the bed. He used to have the leather strings that go across the mita, and then they put the mattress on top of that. Lo Yotza. You see? Avolim, okay, that's the Torah. So the Torah makes it clear that the Zekif, the Isser of Zekifa Samita, the institution of Kfiya Samita, has nothing to do with Tsar. It has to do with the idea of that Bar Kapara said, that Musti Kani Nasati Bahem, the Haim of Chua. Okay? So there's no din of Tsar. That's why even the Yashna Gabakaka is not Yotze. Okay, it has nothing to do with Tsar. So, therefore, bizman hazeh, that there is no mita kfuya anymore, so it seems clear that there's no issa to sleep on a regular bed. I mean, that's according, we said that according to the Rambam also. The Achronim disagreed. Achronim say that he has to sleep on the ground. I'm not paskin lach l'maisa. I'm just telling you the way the Rambam and the Torah. From the Rambam and the Torah, it seems clear. It has nothing to do with Tsar. And it's simply an institution of, Kriya Samhita. Yeshna Gabe Karka is nothing, where we saw in the Rambam. It seems that the Torah goes clearly the same way. So therefore, there would be no institution of Shina or Gabe Karka. Okay. All right.
What about when he sits during Shiva?
What's that?
What about sitting low down during Shiva, sitting al Gabe Karka?
Okay. Now take a look at the Mechaber. The Mechaber Paskin follows the tour. Okay? And he says like this. The only Machlokes is, Machlokes Shani have it like this. That let's say, for instance, see the tour goes on. Now let's say, for instance, if he does turn over all the beds in the house, and he doesn't sleep on an upright bed, and he sleeps on the floor, so that's a Machlokes Shani. The Ram says you're not Yotze, and other Shani say you are. Okay? So, So the Rambam's chefter shall meet the kfuyah without being, if you're not mishtamish of the meet the kfuyah is worthless. But according to the other Rishonim, as long as the chefter, you have a chefter in the bias of a meet the kfuyah, and he's not yashayin al gabe mitas kufa, and he sleeps on the ground, he still has a kiyum. That's a machlok shisham. Machlok shishamim is the meet the kfuyah. If he sleeps on mitas kufa, then of course the whole thing is undone. But that everybody agrees. But if he has a meet the kfuyah, does he have to sleep on the mita kfuya in order to have a kiyum chefter shal mita kfuya? Or let's say he doesn't sleep, or let's say he sleeps al gabe karka. It does something neutral. So that's machlokes the Rambam and the other Rishon. But it's not because he's mitzdayer. It's because of the kiyum. He didn't break the kiyum chefter of mita kfuya. That's clear. It's not because of tzar. Okay. But now let's see how the machaber deals with the yeshiva. If you take a look, Shin Pei Zion, Ovo Chayev B'Kfiyas Amita, and he says, B'Shas Shinav Achila Yoshev Amita Kfuya. So B'Shas Shinav Achila, so he uses the Mita Kfuya. Apparently, he paskins like the Rambam. Avol Kol Hayom Eini Yoshev Alfila Amita Kfuya. El al gabe karka, v'chein ha-menachemim inam rashayim leishev el al gabe karka. That's like the tour. He says like this, the tour says that. V'hanim il b'shas shina b'shas achila, oz yoshev al mita kfuya. Avo kol ayom, eini yoshev afil al mita kfuya. El al gabe karka, v'chein ha-menachemim yoshev im al gabe karka, dom rav yudam arav, b'nayim lovol shin rashay leishev al gabe amito, el al gabe oretz, t'chsiv ha-yeshvita l'oretz. Okay? So, yeah. So what are they saying over here? What's the difference between Bishas Shina or Bishas Achila? What's the difference? Why are they making a difference? You see, because they bother with the same problem as the Rambam, but they answer it differently. The problem the Rambam had was a simple problem. You need a Cheftza Shel Mita Kfuya. So the Rambam had a problem. Why? Because you see, the Ovel could be Yoshev al Gabe Karka, and in Yeshiva al Gabe Karka, there's a kium of abstention from a mitzvah kufa by Yeshiva. So now, how do you incorporate the Cheftza of mitzvah kfuya? Because there is no Cheftza anymore. So the Rambam solved it by saying that the first day, he's Yoshev al mitzvah kfuya. But the other Rishonim didn't resolve it in the same manner. What they did was they were mechalek between Shas Achila and Shina, and between Shas Nicho. You see, and that's what the Mechaber says. Avo kol ayom eini yoshev afilu al mita kfuya, el al gabe karka, v'chein ha-menachmim einim rashayim leishev el al gabe karka. So they were mechalek between bifnei ha-menachmim, or when he's in a situation where he's roy to be mekabel the menachmim, that's kol ayom, and between b'shas achila. So therefore they resolved it. That the difference is that Bishas Achila is in a different state, and then he's entitled to be Yoshev al Mita Kfuya. But Bishas HaMenachemim, then it's Vayeshu Itoloris, because Vayeshu Itoloris is Bishas Nichon. So the Machaber follows that idea. So the Cheftza Shel Mita Kfuya emerges. Bishas Achila, okay, and Shina, of course, right? So that's how they resolved the Rambam's problem. Because the Rambam's problem was, where's your Cheftza Shel Mita Kfuya if you're Yoshev al Ha'aretz? So therefore, he said Yom Rishon. But they made a different distinction. They resolved it in a different manner. They resolved it by differentiating between Bishas Nichon, that the Ovel's in a different state, Bishas Nichon, and when he's taking care of his trachim, like he's an ochel v'shana, okay, ochel v'yoshin. So they distinguish between those two states. So therefore, the chefter shall meet the kruya emerges b'shas achila. You see. So if you follow that logic, so then you would say that bisman hazeh you don't have a mita kfuya. So and mita kfuya has nothing to do with tzar. So with kana b'shas achila, there wouldn't be any halacha that he has to be yoshev al oretz. Okay. Now the Achronim disagreed. Achronim said that he has to be yoshev al oretz. I don't know. I don't see the logic of how it follows from the Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to be clear that Yoshev al Oretz is only a kiyum b'shas nichum, but that's kol hayom. But b'shas she'ochel, there's no din of Yoshev al Oretz. Okay, so if you say that, if that's the logic, so then there's no reason for the other when he's ochel, since bisman hazeh we don't have mita kfuya anymore, so it wouldn't be any different than shina. And she know he could sleep on the mita kufa bezman hazeh because there's no more mita kufa. So when he's ochel, he could sit on a regular chair. That would seem to be straight from the Mechaber. The only thing is that you won't fulfill the Rambam that way, because the Rambam holds that it's osur for an ovel to be yoshev al amita. He doesn't distinguish between shas achila and not shas achila. That's why the Rambam said Yom Rishon. So according to the Rambam, if you'll be Yoshev, if you'll sit on a chair, if the Ovel will sit on a chair when he's eating, so he'll be over an Isser. Because he's Osir to be Yoshev Alamita, he must be Yoshev Agabekaka. And that would include a chair as well. That to me seems to be the... So therefore, it would seem that's totally in the machlekes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Whether an Ovel can eat when he's eating, can he sit on a regular chair? B'shas Nichum, there's no question. He has to be Yoshev Alaretz. But B'shas Achila would be totally in a machlok Rishonim. So I would say, that's why I said, if somebody, I mean, can't, by the way, with regard to sleeping, the Shach Paskins, he has to sleep on the ground. I don't know the source of it. Others argue. Take a look at this. Pischei Tshuva reason. Others argue with that. It seemed to me, like the others, that from the Rambam and from the Mechaber, it seemed to be like the others, because there's no halacha of being mitzdaya. So he could sleep on a regular bed. But, and also, b'shas achila, according to the Mechaber, he could sit on a regular chair. Only b'shas nichum has to sit on the ground. However, that I said, that's totally the machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. According to the Rambam, he can't sit on a regular chair, b'shas achila. So what the Shach is saying with regard to Shach and the Taz, what they're saying with regard to Achila, I mean, I don't think it's in the Mechaber, but according to the Rambam, they would be right. That according to the Rambam, you should be Yoshev Alaretz B'Shas Achila. However, according to the other Rishonim, I'm not Mechayev. But if you say Aloch Gedivrei Mekel Bavel, Yeyesh Makom LaHakel. I'm not saying it's a whole question what it means Aloch Gedivrei Mekel. But anyways. If somebody can't do it, I would say that they could be mekel. It's definitely not. It's definitely according to the Mechaber, there's no halacha of a yeshiva al gavei karka b'shas achila. Of course, you could sit on a mita kfuya, and a mita kfuya could be very high. I have many mattresses there. It has nothing to do with star, like the tour says. But according to the Rambam, wouldn't be allowed to do it. Yes. I have no idea. I'll tell you the truth. That it seems to be against everybody. Because the Shach says openly, Mikomakom Asal Aleshav Agabe Safsal Okarn Vikistas, that he can't even sit on a pillow. So Kim Agabe Kaka, because that's the Pasuk, Vayesh Lita Loretz. He can't have a Kli. If he's Yoshev Ala Kli, it's not Loretz. I don't know where that had to come from. The little chairs, the low chairs. I mean, it has nothing to do with nomoch or gavoh. I mean, the shach asr is even a pillow. It says unless a person's sick, it's tired, he can't do it. So that's something else. So makam tzar lagazer rabbanon. But otherwise, there's no heta. I don't understand where that comes from. I have no idea. But the way we're What's that?
The same thing.
It would seem to be the same thing, yeah. I think Achrona mentioned also you shouldn't sit on a pillow. And the Mishmur thing brings that. There has to be a lorot. If I'm not mistaken, I think I don't have it in front of me now. But I believe they say, those that say, that's Mustafa. A lorot means on the ground. I mean, it's not on the, even a pillow is not on the ground. Anytime you're sitting on a kli, that's not on the ground. It's going to be a masik between you and the karka. It has to be a shiva gali karka.
What about a
mappet? Now, mappets is different because mappets is a mat, and the only purpose of that is to so it doesn't get dirty. It's like that's something else. You put down something, it doesn't have to get dirty, but from the ground. But you can't put down a kli. That's a comfort for that's a kli for yeshiva. I mean, that's no good. The kli for yeshiva is no good. So that's the way it seems to me. So yeah, my brother presented this the idea to. To Rav Shlomo Fisher in Yerushalayim, he agreed with it. He agreed with it. That from the Machabas Mashma, that Bashas Achila, you're not Machoyev. I don't see how you can say otherwise. Because Bashas Achila, it's Mita Kfuya. But we don't have Mita Kfuya with Manasa. But according to the Rambam, Biasa. So there is a good reason to be Yoshev Aloretz, even Bashas Achila, because the Rambam is absolutely awesome.
Ready?
Yes. On a stair.
Right. Same substance.
That would seem to be a gabe karka.
It would be, right?
I think so, yeah. It doesn't say anything about the height. I mean, that's karka. It's karka that's going up. I mean, there's no halacha that has to be low. That's karka is the place you step on.
Right.
Place. It doesn't say, but it would seem that way. Seeing that a stair would be. I have to think about it. I have to think. I'm not 100% sure. Because he's removing himself from the karka insofar as that. It could be not. It could be because the stair, if he sits on the stair, so vis-a-vis the karka, he's elevating himself. Maybe it's not good. I'm not sure. What's that?
He's lowering the stairs, the floor that the stairs are going up to.
Yeah, that's correct. You're right. I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm not sure. I think about it. It's a good question. If he sits on a stair, then he's using the stair as an elevation from the karka.
Wouldn't it matter where the people are that he's sitting?
Yeah, that's correct. If they're all sitting, if there's a big stair and they're all sitting on the stair, that would be okay. But everybody's sitting on the ground, he's sitting on a stair. It would seem so. That's what I think.
If they're all sitting on chairs and the stair is the level of the chairs, then
no, but their chairs are on the floor where his feet are, so as
well. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
According to the Rambam, nowadays you can't establish the depths of mita kriya.
Right.
So then there's no way to fill the iser liskov. So what's the problem with sitting on a regular chair?
You mean doing that velus?
Yeah.
No, because that's a separate halach in the gavra, that the gavra has to abstain from a mita skufa without the cheftza. See, the cheftza is a kiyum, and ordinarily there's a halach of a cheftza, but that's a separate pasuk he learns from. That ain't a rashoi. That's an halach of Yitzayim. I mean, Eina Rashoi, the Gavra is an Eina Rashoi, Leishev al Gabim, and actually, Navo Yoshev al Amito, Shavirim Amalach, because Begadu Vayeshkev Arzo. So that's Allah of that he has to abstain from, so he has to abstain from a Mitas Kufa. So, and that's fulfilled completely by the Gavra without the Cheftz of Mitak for you.
Wasn't that the Kumbase of Rukhaim in order to establish that relationship?
No, the kumvase is only on a mita kfuya. But there's no that's not a kumvase, that's simply abstention. What's that? What? B'shas achila. I mean, according to them, because they're trying to answer the same problem the Rambam had. How do you have a cheft of mita kfuya? So according to them, b'shas achila is when you have it. But if it's Bishas Achila, and since Mita Kfuya has nothing to do with Tsar, so if it could be Yoshev and a Mita Kfuya, so Bismanazay you don't have that anymore. So then it would seem clear that there's no Chiv.
No, what he's saying
is
there's no Chetzah, but then you still should have the Kim and the Gavra according to them.
According to the Rambam learns that way. But the other Rishon, that's because the Rambam learns that the Avil could never be Yoshev. The Gavra himself must manifest privation from a mitas kufa by sitting on the ground. So he must always do that. So even though Bezman is not going to have, if he had a mita kfuya, so then he could do that because he has a choice. He could either be Yoshev al mita kfuya. According to the Rambam, during Shivas Me'avelos, he has a choice. He could either be Yoshev al mita kfuya, or he could be Yoshev al gabei karka. He has a choice. But in both cases are an abstention from mitas kufa. But there wouldn't be any heter just because you don't have a mita kfuya to be Yoshev on a chair. Because then there's no mita kfuya, so he has to be Yoshev al Aretz. He has one of two possibilities.
What about Yom Rishon?
So Bezman Hazeh Yom Rishon, according to the Rambam, if there's no mita kfuya, so be Yoshev al Aretz. There's no, you can't do kfuya. But the Rambam has mita kfuya. But that's a new thing, that we don't have mita kfuya anymore. The Rambam didn't know about that. The Rambam had mita kfuya. But if you'd ask the Rambam now, you don't have mita kfuya, he wouldn't say it's mutar leishev al mitas kufa. He wouldn't say that. I mean, let's say, for instance, according to the Rambam, there's no mita kfuya. So now can I sit down on a mitas kufa? No, because he has to abstain from a mitas kufa. So mitas kufa means he has to be yoshev al oretz is a privation from mitas kufa. Or mita kfuya is a privation from mitas kufa. But if you don't have mita kfuya anymore, he can't be yoshev al mitas kufa. And it should be like a mitzvah kufa. Because that's the way we sit today. That would seem to me the way we work out according to Ram Halacha. So it would seem that with regard to Shina, Bezman Hazeh, it could be Yashin on a mitzvah kufa, on mitzvah kufa. Because there's no more kim. And Allah Oretz is, there's no halacha of ours because that's just sign. That's not the reason because you'd have many mattresses. That's not the reason for mita kfuya. So, but with regard to yeshiva, according to the Rambam, that would be machlekes the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Whether b'shas achila he could be yoshev on a safsal. Okay, I mean that's the way it seems to me. What the Mechaber is saying. So he had to resolve the problem, same problem as the Rama.
Yep.
Okay.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Paz mentions also that on that same simon that the Ovel has a right to be Mochel Menachem.
Yeah, that, yeah, the Ovel has Mochel Menachem, and the Shach mentions that also. You see, that is an interesting thing. That I think the Rambam supports that. Because the Rambam says, you see, the Rambam says like this. The Pashtus, the Rambam is mashma like that. Perke gimel loche gimel. Ha'ovel mesev berosh, ve'ena menachemim rashoyim leishev elo gabe karka. So, ve'en rashoyim lama dovar chiyiftach avalis pif tchila. You see? So it's a whole system that he's Yoshev Barosh, and he has a certain importance here, the Ovel, and they're not Rashoy. So that's where the Shach is getting that from. That he wants to learn that Vayeshvu Ito Loretz is not a halacha in Kiyum Nichum. It could be Menachemim when you're not Yoshev. Although you don't have to be Yoshev Loretz to be Menachem. But it's a halacha that they have no right. There ain't no rashoyim. But now the question is whether mechila will work. That's not such a dava pashit that the mechila will work. But the shach is saying in substance is that the halacha of yeshiva loretz. I mean, it would seem that the other rishonim don't learn that way. From the pashtus of the tour, it's mashma that's a halacha. You see, so yes, because the tour is like this. Aval kol yom eni yoshev afil al mita kfuya elal gabe karka V'chein ha-menachem min yoshvim imo al gabe karka. So the Torah learns it's halach and nichon, that he has to sit on the ground and they have to be yoshvim imo. The pashtus or the pasuk is mashm like that. Vayeshvu ito l'oretz. So if you learn vayeshvu ito l'oretz means that it's a kiyum and nichon, so then if you certainly mechila won't help, and certainly it'll be lacking in nichon. It'll be lacking in nichon, and that's the way the Torah learns. I mean, the Rambam, however, is mashma. The reason why it's not that he has to sit on the ground with him in order to have the kiyum nichon, but you're not rashoi, just like you're not rashoi to speak first. The Ovel has to speak first. So yeah, but the question is, can the Ovel be mochalis? That's a different question. It's not such a double question. But the Shach is saying it's not halacha and nichon, it's halacha and rashoi. He has no rishus. So he's saying he has no rishus, so the oval can be no to rishus from the oval.
What's the nature of the
issur
rishus?
What?
What's the nature of the issur rishus?
That's a covet of the oval. That's what he has.
It's not covet of meis also?
Well, I mean, you could say, that's what I'm saying. The question is whether it's an institution that lends itself to mechila. If you say it's simply the covet of the oval, so the oval has a right to, and that's, so if he's machal, so then that's it. But that's what a shach is learning. But it's not such a double pressure. For instance, the halacha, then you'll say that the halacha is also that you can speak first too, because the oval is machal. Why you say his mustam is machal about too? And I would say he probably is machal about quicker than the other. At least he knows about that. I mean, he has an idea like that. But that's a question. What ain't a rashoi means, he's ain't a rashoi because that's a built-in institution of Eina Rashoi in the whole entity of Avelos. It's not that it can be Mochel. It can be Mochel Avelos. You understand what I'm saying? That's not such a Deva Pashat in Svara to say that he has a right to be Mochel. If you say it's a look of Kovid, so then he has a right to Mochel. But if it's Eina Rashoi because that's intrinsic in the whole institution of Avelos, that's a component, just like he's Mesa Barosh, and you can't speak before him. That's the whole very institution of how the Menachemim have to relate to him in a certain way. If they don't relate to him in that way, so then there's no Tzuras Nichon. It's part of the Tzura of Nichon. You understand? It's not the... So if that's the case, so then Mechila wouldn't really work. I mean, but the Shach holds the Mechila works. I mean, that's what everybody relies on, that the Mechila works. I say it's not such a Dava Pashat that it's subject to Mechila. That's the Derech Nichon. If the Ovel is not the central figure, so then there's no Nichon. You're taking it. Ein Rasha doesn't mean that it's up to him. It's not a Lucha like Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah, So Rav Shemachal Kvoda Kvoda Mach. But over here, the Ovel isn't a Gavra of Kovid, like Kovid HaTorah. He's a central figure in this institution and in the process of Nichon. So that's why you ain't a Rashoi, because you're not Rashoi, because then you're taking away from his identity of an Ovel. So if that's the case, he can't be Michael. That's the way it seems to me. I mean, But the Shach holds the Lach of Kovet. I don't see why is an Ovel deserving of Kovet. I mean, Talmud Chacham is deserving of Kovet, or a Rav is deserving of Kovet. But an Ovel, the reason why he ain't a Rashoi is because in this situation, he's the central figure. And that's the whole institution revolves around him. So if you do something that's not Rashoi, you're taking away from the situation of the Gavra of the Ovel. That's what seems to me. So if you say that way, so then Mechila wouldn't work. But the world relies, everybody relies on the Shach and the Taz, that he's Mechel.
If he could rely on that, he'd actually verbally have to be Mechel, which no one...
Well, they want to say Mestame is Mechel. I mean, it's not such stuff, but why do they say Mestame is Mechel? I mean, maybe most times they don't even know about it.
Right.
But they want to say, maybe he would be Mechel, well, whatever. It seems to me like a hard svar, because I don't think it's halacha, like I said, that the Ovel is deserving kavod. It's not a matter of kavod, it's a matter of he's a central figure in this situation of Nichon. And if you take that away, so then the whole tsuras nichum is bottle. I mean, that's the way it seems to me. But the achronim disagree. They hold the gemachon. But anyways, no one says it's asulay shiva gabekarka. No one says that. I mean, no one asks it. That's for sure.
Rabbi,
yes.
If the Avos is sitting on one of those stools, would there be no kiyum for the Menachem to sit on the floor when it doesn't come up? Because he's not emo then?
Well, that would be a machlekes. You see, according to the Rambam, it's interesting. According to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say, doesn't make that differentiation between the Menachemim, Bishas Nichum, and Bishas Achila. The Rambam doesn't have that distinction at all. So according to the Rambam, the Avil could be Yoshev al Mita Kluya. For instance, the first day. There's Nichum every day. So the first day the Rambam holds, he can't be Yoshev al Gabikaka. So he could be Yoshev al Mita Kluya. So if that's the case, so that's why I believe the Rambam learns it's halacha in, it's not a halacha in Nichum, but it's a halacha in Rishus, in Rashoyin. So that's why Vayeshu Italoras, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean the way the others interpret that they have to be, that this is a Tsuras Nichum, you see, but it's a halacha of, it's a halacha of Rishus, and in Rashoyin. And in Rashoyin. But the other one could be Yoshua Mita Kfuya. But the Ram doesn't say anywhere that the Yovel can't be Yoshev Kol Shiva on a Mita Kfuya. He just says that the first day he must be Yoshev on Mita Kfuya, and the Shoyimeya Evo is Mutter Lecha Mishalov Aleshva Gabi Mapetz or Gabi Karka. Mutter, but he doesn't have to, he can still sit on a Mita Kfuya, according to the Ram. So that's why the Rambam learns that it's halacha in Rashoyin. It's halacha in Rashoyin, but it's not halacha in the act of nichum. It doesn't lack in nichum. It lacks in something else, and it lacks in the gavra of the other being the central figure in the situation.
Why is it less of a central figure? He's the only one sitting. And everyone's, you know, he's the only one on the floor, and everyone else is in chairs. Why is he less of a central figure? It's true that they're not doing as good a nichum, but there's no lack of centrality.
No, there is a lack of centrality because they're disregarding it. Because they're sitting in comfort on a chair. So they have to subordinate themselves to him. That's they're going to sit on a couch and relax, then they're not subordinate. They have no right to do that because they have to subordinate. They have to subordinate themselves to him. He is the central figure. It's an act of subordination. And the Menachem have to subordinate themselves.
If he gives Mechila, that reflects his centrality, his subject to his Mechila. They subordinate themselves, they waited for his Mechila to be able to sit on a couch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't see, to me, to me, conceptually, it doesn't make sense that he could be Mechil. Because you can, for instance, they're going to say he can Mechil, but he doesn't have to talk first either. He Mechil everything, so he doesn't have to be Mason Barosh either. So the whole institution is bottled. It seems to me there's not a question. Mechila is very good where it's covered. So Rav Shemachal Kvodo Mechal, but not where it's there because of the institution demands that he's a central figure. That you can't be Mechal that, but it still ain't Rashoyan. You have no right to do it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm differentiating between a case where Mechila would work and Mechila doesn't make sense. But like I said, the Achronim say that the world relies on the Achronim, that is Mechel. The world relies on the Achronim. But according to the Tur, it wouldn't work anyways. Because according to the Tur, it lacks in the very Nichum. If it lacks in the very Nichum, so then it wouldn't work. Then Mechila wouldn't work. But the best teretz that I heard was from Avraham Soloveitchik. That he said that why don't they do it today? Because today people don't really, in other words, it's not really Nichum today. It would be like Merzi Kiyura. Because it's like a social, most people come, it's a social call. And in order to have real Nichum, it has to be really Chaferim that are Mishtatef Betzairo and discuss the ideas that the Avelis brings into play before a person's eyes. And it's a different kind of a thing. That's Vayeshu Ita Laretz. So that's what he wanted to say. That's why this man says they don't do it, because it's merzik yura. Look, it looks like it's not emes. It's not a dove emes. They're not really sitting down with him, and they're not really engaged in his tsar and discussing the ideas of Zavelis. I mean, that definitely is true, Bismanazah. That's really, what? That's correct. That's right. It wouldn't be a real Kim. Well, he said Chesed. It's Chesed. But it's not really, that was his answer. That's the best answer I heard. But where it's a situation that you really feel close to the person and you really are sitting down to discuss, by Yesh Rito Lars, to discuss the Avelis and the ideas that Yadis brings before your eyes from the whole institution of Avelis, it's a genuine situation of Yesh Rito Lars, then in a Hanami, then I don't see why you shouldn't do it. I mean, no, first of all, nobody says it's awesome to do it. Nobody. They say in the Stama Machel, but nobody says it's awesome, and that's impossible. So in a real situation, I would say you should do it. But I would say you should do it privately, because otherwise it might be Merzik Yura. If you do it in public, exactly. So there is a lack of Merzik Yura. You shouldn't do something Merzik Yura. So you do it privately. Privately, I think person should do it. If it's a genuine Nichum, real Nichum. Can't say there's no real Nichum this matter. I mean, it's a the whole union. But that's the institution. Yep, it's interesting. It's interesting. Okay.
Even if we're genuine, if at the time, like you're in the person's house, but you're davening, or you're doing something else, not being menachem, so you wouldn't have to sit on the ground.
That's correct. That's for sure. But in general, a person should try to avoid doing something that's not secure. Now you see that's a law. So you do it privately.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Another distinction in the way you learn the Rambam would be if there's no Yom Rishon D'Oraisa, or is not the day of Misa.
That's correct.
You would still have to do it.
Yeah, you're right. That's very good. If it's not Yom HaKfur and Yom HaMisa,
right,
that's the only time it's the Raisa Kvanta Ram. Yom HaKfur and Yom HaMisa. That's right. You're right. That's a good point.
Big
it's a big difference. That's right. You're right. And according to the Brisker Rav, if it's not the Yom HaKfur and Yom HaMisa, so you can do it anytime. That's right. That'll be a difference, yeah. Yeah, interesting. There's a Rambam. Yep. Rambam doesn't mention it, though. He doesn't mention it to the case. I mean, let's say, for instance, not the Yom HaKfura. Yom HaMisa. I mean, it's not the Yom HaMisa. I'm sorry. Not the Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa was the day before. So. Yep. Good question. Good point. Yep. But Bismanath has something else that came into the picture, which is really usher. And that is people are superstitious. That they don't want to sit on the ground with the Avo, because they believe that this will cause them to be available. That is absolutely usher. That's Dark Amari, that's superstition, that's against Kolot Harakolot. That for sure is awesome. If that's the reason a person does it, you'd be better off be Yeshua Gavikarka. And I mean, that's superstition. That's Derech
Avodah Zarah. It's also why they don't learn the halachas, right? What? It's why they don't learn the halachas. They don't learn halachas availus because they'll become another.
Yeah, that's another crazy superstition. That's absolutely crazy.
That's why they don't know the halachas.
That's true. Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. That's another crazy. That's Dark Amari. That's a little bit. But anyways, that's Bismanazah, that's rampant.
Ready?
Rampant, hard to change.
Ready?
Yeah.
If the Avel isn't interested in talking, let's say you're going to a guy who's not interested in hearing ideas about miso or halachas. Would you say, I mean, is it still an idea of going if it's going to comfort if it makes him feel better, if it's chesed to him?
Chesed. I mean, Nichum has to really be on the Indian of the Avelis. If you don't, yes, people get together and talk about the stock market. I mean, it's not, has nothing to do with Nichum. It's not Nichum.
Isn't there an Isser for him to engage in that type of conversation?
Is there an Isser?
Yeah,
there is. Yeah, absolutely. That's Chadash and Avelis. Shouldn't do it.
Is there a problem for us to go and be helping out in doing that?
Well, I mean, if he's doing it already, you mean to say, is there an Isser to do that, to go there? Yeah, well, when you get there, you shouldn't really talk about those things.
What about if he engages you in that kind of conversation? That happens a lot. When the Yovel itself asks you, how's work going, what's going on, you know, all this kind of stuff has nothing to do with the person who died.
No.
How should you respond to something like that?
Should be involved with the person who died altogether.
I guess you could say that it will still be an Inyan Chesed. That he can't, it's his way of, he can't take the tsar. I don't know, maybe he can't take the tsar, he has too much tsar. I don't know the correct answer to that. That's a good question. A person can't take the tsar, so they want to talk about something else. Want to talk about something else. I guess you could say if he doesn't want, if he can't, there's too much tsar for him to talk about. He wants to talk about something else. That's a kind of a chesed. Doesn't say anyways he can't talk about anything else. I mean, doesn't say it's also to talk about something else. But it's not the. I mean, doesn't say an oval can only talk about the avelis. Oh, Shiva, he could talk about something else.
It's just not Nichum.
So I guess you could say it's Chesed that he wants to talk about something else. He can't, it's too much Batsar. So that's his Shir. What?
Why isn't that
Hechesed
Das?
I'm just telling you, it is Hechesed Das, but the thing is, that's why it's not Nichum. But you can't say it's usher. It doesn't say anywhere the novel is usher to speak about. I mean, to speak about, there's no isser, halachic isser, to talk about anything else besides the avelos. No halachic isser like that. So I guess you could say it's chesed, but it's not nichum. That's it. It's not nichum. Nichum, it's a hesch hadas so far as nichum is concerned.
If you call the guy up on the telephone, trying to offer a
Nichum,
can you be
Nachum Bale on telephone? Ramesh has a Shuvan already. Ramesh has a Shuvan. He holds you good.
The halacha of the Avel, is he supposed to be involved
in the Tokas Avelis or in Kabbat Amaze
about
Amaze?
Or the philosophy of
Avelis?
I mean, what area is
the
person
going to
be able to be
Menachem? What area can be Menachem in? I guess Menachem in any area. Any area that has to do with the Avelis, it can be Menachem. And I mean, the essential Nichum should be really directly with regard to the Avelis. I mean, that's really what the Nichum should be.
It's not
always so easy to do that.
What about talking about the Niftar?
Yes, that's definitely a Kiyum. There's no question about it. It's definitely a Kiyum.
Right.
That's definitely a Kiyum.
No, it isn't. Oh.
I mean, because that's really a... That's really ma'orer the tshuva. So it might not be direct, but it's a kiyum.
I mean, so that's not direct. So what is it direct? You should really be talking about the whole tshuva in the area?
Well, direct nichum would be to Menachem to try to remove some of the tsar. I mean, to try to remove some of the tsar from him. I mean, to have him to, in other words, that he to remove him from the from being completely involved in the tsar. I mean, that's the real nichum. That's the real nichum. Make him feel better. Make him feel better in a realistic way that he can face it. That he accepts it and he faces it. That because you see, not accepting, he has to accept it. talking about the maces, definitely can. Definitely can. But even being there and listening to the other talk is a can. Everyone says that the agra v'velus of Nichum is that you're there, just that you're there, it makes him feel better. So the Nichum has multifarious expressions. It's not just one thing. But you want to know the essential Nichum is to make him feel better. But even you're there, and you listen to him, you make him feel better. Just that alone is a can. That alone is a can. I mean, I guess Bisman Azeh, I mean, that's what they rely on.
I mean, to make them feel better emotionally or to make them feel better in terms of Tzedakadin?
Yeah, the real way is Tzedakadin, there's no question about it. That's the real way. But any way that makes them feel better, because Gemara says that the Agra Vavelis of Nichum is the fact that he's shtika, the fact that he doesn't say anything. So you see that he feels better that you're there, and he spoke, and you listen to him. That also is a camp. It's also a camp.
And how is the covered of mace?
The covered of mace that he came.
Not that you talk about the mace, or what the mace, that is like.
No, I mean, you definitely, if he's talking about something that has no sheikhs, talking about the bowl game, I mean, that's very high. That's a hard stretch. But that is absolutely Kim Kavod HaMeis. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Kim Kavod HaMeis.
No, that is Nichum.
That is Nichum. I mean, different levels of Nichum, but the Kiyom of Nichum is, there are many expressions to Nichum. But the fact, as Shita Gemara says, the fact that the person's there, that you're there, and you listen to him and he talks, that itself is a Kiyom Nichum. Even if he didn't say anything. But, the highest nichum is to menachem him on the loss. Menachem him on the loss. That's the highest nichum. Yeah. All right. Okay. So I guess we'll do Reb Chaim next. Let me think about it.
Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Okay, fellas.